Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
But thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in right here to Lions Rye Radio, right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Get ready for the Lions, because they are about to roar. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The Lions are about to roar. Yes, sir, indeed. Let's get them Lions. Let's get them Lions. Come on out the house. Yes, sir. Not only we will let those Lions roar, we are the host right here of Lions Rye Radio and Culture Freedom Radio Network, and we most definitely going to come out and roar ourselves tonight right here. Yes, sir, this is Lions Rye Radio Open Line Conversation. Lions Rye Radio Open Line Conversation brought to you by Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely in this house, in this house. How y'all doing, brothers and sisters? How y'all doing out there? Hope everybody's doing fine. Hope everybody's doing dandy. Hope y'all feeling lovely out there. Magnificent. Yes, sir. Magnificole. Yes, indeed. Like I said, we just coming in the house right here with an open line conversation for y'all tonight right here, man. Tonight, just you know, throw whatever out on the table, whatever you got you want to throw out on the table and conversate. You can come on in here and conversate with us tonight, man. Hey, we're just going to chop it up. Before we get into that, we're going to have some announcements first and foremost. For up and coming shows or next week's show, I would say. Actually, next week we will be starting on Monday. Monday starting at sundown, we will be having Passover. It'll be the start of Passover. So, with that said, we will be doing Moray David Israel and I will be doing our Passover lecture here next Monday night. And for the rest of that week, there will not be any shows for the rest of that week. So we're just going to taking our Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because, you know, Monday night, Tuesday, is Passover. Then after that, we go into the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and we have a 7 days from there. So we will only be having a show next Monday night, the Passover lecture. And from there, there won't be any shows because of we'll be having our commemoration of things of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. But we are stay tuned right after that. But there will be a show coming up this Friday, right? There will be a show this Friday. Just want to throw those announcements out right there. So, yeah. So next week, Monday, will be the show for Monday. And after that, we won't be doing anything after that, y'all. But excuse me, I'm getting a little hoarse, y'all. Yeah, but I hope y'all week been good, man. There's been a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news, as always. Hell, that's nothing new these days. If ain't nothing crazy going on in the goddamn world today, man, I almost get damn nervous. Yeah, but ain't nothing crazy shit happening nowadays. You damn near want to get nervous and like, what the hell, y'all. But anyway, Y'all see last week this situation with Iran and supposed to be with Iran and Israel last week. Now, supposed to have been missiles and drones and all of this stuff launched and stuff like that. Hey, man, they, you know, some people even had videos out there talking about World War III. Is it World War III coming? You know, so, yeah, you know, like they said, man, it'll be wars, and I think that's in that so-called New Testament, as they say. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. Well, some of these goddamn things ain't no rumors. There's a lot of wars, you know, whether it's in the Middle East or hell, in the streets of United States, there's a lot of crazy stuff still going on. But let's get it on tonight right here. Like this line via the radio, open line conversation. Let's get these brothers in the house tonight, brothers and sisters. We got Demore and Rabbi David Israel, Brother Justice in the house, and Alpha Male, and myself, Brother Moray Ariya Israel. Yes, sir. We are your hosts right here of Culture Freedom Radio Network. Peace to the brothers. Y'all mics are open tonight. Come on in the house, and whoever got something they want to throw out, I'm going to let y'all start out. Y'all got anything y'all want to start out with, hell. Y'all, somebody can bring it on tonight. I'm just in the house tonight. I'm just in the house. Yes, sir. Peace to y'all.
Hey, shalom, shalom, shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Shalom, Brother Dave.
I would like to say shalom, shalom, shalom. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Kad Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Malachi Ha'alom Ha'motzi L'kamin Ha'aretz. I would like to say, Hail Israel, Lord our God is one. Shout out to Liberation Tabernacle Yah, Live Vibes Radio, Cause Freedom Nation. And I would like to give all honors, all praise to Yah for blessing us with these organizations and these connections which we have the world go around. And I thank Yahweh for my good dear brother in this ministry, co-founder of Liberation Tabernacle, Yah and Last Vibe Radio with me. I speak northern and more Ariyah Israel. Man, I like to say shalom, shalom to you, brother.
Yes, sir. Shalom, bro.
Hey. So, like he was saying, Monday evening is the first night of Passover. So, like I said, man, we gonna chop up some things and break down scriptures the whole week. I'm going to do an upload on the talk shoot. Me and Moray Ariyah, we'll come together, do some Passover lectures and classes together. You know, we both a power team in here, you know. And, you know, I've been begging the brother for so long. I said, brother, when we going to come together and do something? You know, I've been begging him. I'm like, bro, come on, let's put this back together, brother. Shit, I've been sounding like Otis Williams and Temptations. Let's get the chips back together. Let's all come together. Get Dennis together. Get David back together. Get Andy. Let's bring it all together, brother.
Go back on tour.
Yeah, let's go back on tour. Shit, let's do like the barcades. Come back on tour, you know?
Brother, the barcade.
I was begging. I'm like, man, come on, let's do one more show.
Yeah, man.
Shoot. Hey, and the brother heard my cry.
So Dave, so who is Justice in the group? Which who is he?
Shit, that nigga. I don't know what that nigga. That nigga might be. he might be. I don't even know where Justice fit in. He like an extra. He like Richard in the background. You know Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hey.
That nigga like an extra.
Hey, you know what? I'm Ralph Tresvant. Like, really? Okay, I'll be the one out front.
Oh yeah, you'll be singing tenor too, won't you?
No, I'll be singing. You need a man with sensitivity. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you got Michelle Obama. She a man with sensitivity too.
Oh, see, that's a cheap shot. Your blow up dogs don't have no sensitivity. Anyway, we are gonna move forward.
As all women, I know that.
just you know, I had to instigate,
all fake
didn't
woman. I see you threw it, made a fight happen.
So you know, I got to instigate.
you put that rock on my shoulder, and then she grabbed, I knocked it off.
Hey, Justice, come on! I'm gonna let you start tonight because I want to know something, Justice, because you know we've been seeing a lot in the media. We've been seeing a lot in the media with your, I know you've been at P. Diddy parties, but
yeah,
Yeah, yeah, Pete Diddy.
The only thing that I got in common with P. Diddy is that we was both born the same year. Okay?
Hey, Justice was like Saucy Santana at P. Diddy parties.
All right, so anyway, yeah, right, okay? You want to keep making foul jokes and foul remarks and you coming up with in your imaginary world of the truth, then go right ahead. But we're going to deal with some facts tonight, ain't we?
Let me go ahead and get Brother Alpha Male. Brother Alpha Male, come on in. I hear you back there.
Yeah, what's happening? Peace, brothers. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace to you, brother.
Shalom, shalom. Peace, brother.
All right, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey. So I'm gonna get you started on this, cause I want to ask you some questions about something. Since you a Democrat, and since you know everything going on with politics, can you please get in to about this Iran and Israel attack? Because me, Alpha Male, and Moray Ari, we did a show with an Iranian brother that came on, and we did a show with a white boy that came on. You was up there last week, right? So I want to know from you, Justice, break down this thing about Iran and Israel and listen at this question. I'm going to add this in. The Iran-Israel attack, would this be going on if we had a Republican in the White House right now? Would this still be going on, or how heavily influenced is this war between them being instigated by Democrats? Let's get your input packed on this, input on this.
Okay. So this conflict that broke out with Iran and Israel. Israel attacked Iran and killed some high-ranking generals and officials in their military. And that really got, you know, the leadership up there really upset, and they wanted to retaliate, and they let it be known that what y'all did was wrong and that we are going to retaliate at some point. We're not going to let you know exactly, but we're going to get you back. So that day came. Iran released hundreds of drones and missiles to destroy some of the territories and different military targets that they had their eyes on. With this Iron Dome operation funded by America and Israel having this protection with any kind of attack that comes their way from the Middle East, that they have these weapons to destroy the bombs and the drones and the missiles that are coming into the territory. They have these weapons that are capable of knocking them down and destroying them in mid-flight. And so they claim that they were able to knock down 90% of the weapons that were aimed at and used to attack Israel. So there were weapons used that got through and did destroy some of the targets that they were trying to destroy on the military side of things. The Iranian leadership were specific in only targeting military sites and things like that, and they weren't trying to kill any civilians. So after what was all said and done, Israel claimed that that they didn't really, they claimed that they were able to keep back, or how you say, to fight back all of these attacks with about 90% precision, where they were able to do this, they say. That's what they claim. And then they say there were some things that were destroyed. This is what they claim. And that they, because of that, they want to retaliate again. They want to come back and we're going to get you again. We're going to do something to you too. Since you did this, now we're going to do something. And so America, Chief Rabbi Joe Biden and the administration have advised Netanyahu to not do anything, and that when Joe Biden found out what, you know, the next day what happened and, you know, what was the deal, and they didn't really lose nobody, only like one person was injured or whatever they claim, that he said to take it on the chin, take it as a win. He said, don't retaliate, because you didn't really lose nothing. And so Netanyahu is not going to take that advice. He's going to go against what Joe Biden said and do what he wants to do. And he's going to attack Iran again. And when he do it this time, he's going to come hard. And this is going to cause a huge fight between Israel and Iran. And it's going to be going, it's going to be big, big, big at that point. It's going to, like, if and when Israel shoots again over into Iran is going to really go off. They're going to really, really give it to Israel. Like, okay, they really was doing a test run on the Iron Dome situation to see what they can do. You know, like, okay, we said 300 and let's say 260 or 80 of them got shot down or whatever you want to claim. And then like 30 or 40 of our chumpies got in there and did some damage. So now they can say, okay, if that's what it is, we can up our numbers of bombs that we use the next time and drones that we use the next time and overwhelm their defense system. Because it was really a test to see what it is. You know, what are y'all capable of really stopping here? So they didn't stop everything. And I never believed that a defense system could stop everything. But it stopped a great deal of them, according to them. So the next time is when Israel do this, whatever they're going to do to Iran, directly target another official or some kind of military thing, Iran going to release a whole lot of stuff on them that is just going to it's going to really get through and really go after some people, even Netanyahu himself. They're going to be looking for him with the bombs and the drones, all that. They're going to be sending stuff straight to try to get him. And then they got support from other countries over, well, I'm saying the Iranians have other support from other Muslim countries that support and will help to fund and supply weapons to help to shoot these things into Israel. So, and then finally on the question, do I think if the Republicans was running this thing right now, would it be happening? Or, you know, why we have the Democrats in there and this and all this stuff is going on, all these wars. No, I do not believe that, Chief Rabbi. I really don't believe that. If, let's just say, Trump had received a second term, that any of this would have happened. I'm with Trump on that. I'm saying, like Trump said, he don't see these other leaders doing these things that they did because of the is a certain word I'm looking for, but you know, it's the thing about him and his persona that they wouldn't have gone to the point where they have gone, where to invade countries and to bomb other countries and to kill and genocide a whole population of people in another country. Like, I don't think, okay, under Trump, I don't think that would happen. So Biden got in and he hasn't shown much strength. He didn't even shoot down a daggone Chinese bomb or spy balloon that was coming across the country for several days. He ain't even shoot that down. So you can see that, you know, when Trump was in office, he did make the other countries fear us the way that we supposed to be feared. And Joe Biden doesn't make other countries feel that same way. Now, all the countries in the world are not in support of Israel and America and what they're doing and with Israel genociding the Palestinians, and also the current situation right now where people are not looking for World War III. But Netanyahu is potentially about to start up a World War III, because it could be worse than what I'm saying. It could be worse than what I'm saying, to the point where these other countries that right there around Iran that Israel likes to shoot weapons into and kill people in Syria and Jordan and different places, those countries that all at the same time, when weapons are coming from different places, they're not just coming from one direction. Now, just say they're coming from three and four different directions, then it's harder to shoot them down. It's harder to fight them off. And then that's when it'd be all hell and like a World War III, and Israel, you know, is going to be really in a bad place if they want to start up something like that. Because you know, you might feel like you big and bad, but you don't know how big and bad you are until you get smacked in your face and then or punched in your eye. You know, and you thought you was real big and bad, and somebody, you know, knocked you out, you know. So it just depends. All right, I yield my time.
So you saying it like Malcolm, like Shorty told Malcolm, the gig is up with Israel, in other words.
I wish it would be up a long time ago as far as how I felt about how I thought, like, even back when Barack Obama was president, that he should have just turned Israel loose and let them just become their own, you know, governing body of themselves. Like, they have enough money, they can govern themselves. They don't need to keep getting funding from the United States. And so I thought, you know, they should have turned them loose a long time ago. And I thought Trump might have got in there and did that, but he didn't do that. He did the opposite of that. He gave them a whole state or whatever in Israel, you know, call it their state or whatever he did. But yeah, I don't support idiocy in any kind of way.
Well, you know, it's going to be kind of hard for them to cut ties with Israel when when there's a large amount of so-called Jews is in America, like, and most of the ones that you'll see is in America are the Ashkenazis, and it's going to be hard for them to cut ties with Israel because of these mostly Jewish people, well, the Jewish Americans in America, and so it's going to be kind of hard for them to cut ties with them. Oh, let me get my book again. Yeah, and especially when you have what's these groups? These Jewish lobbyist groups. You have the other groups, AIPAC, and all of these type of groups. The American Jewish Association, and all these different groups. I'm trying to find my encyclopedia out. So it's going to be very hard pressed for them people to cut ties with Israel. That's a deep thing, because again, you know, it's still like I think Alpha Male said this a couple of weeks ago, because of the ties with even with Great Britain, you know, America still her mama, Britton, still calls a lot of shots as well. So, yeah, so it's because remember going, go ahead.
I was going to just say you made me think of something as far as that goes. If I'm the president of the United States of America and Israel's my little buddy or is my, whatever we are, allies. And I say to my ally or I advise my ally, look, don't do this. And I'm pretty much America, you know, finances this country. So I'm going to say, look, I'm going to advise you not to do this. And he say, no, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm like, well, hold on. You can't just do it anyway. If I'm trying to advise you something and you're not trying to listen, there's something wrong here. I've tried to advise you several times on something, and you just don't seem to listen to nothing. So listen, if you go and escalate this war any further, you know what? Deal's off. I'm cutting you off because you're not listening to my advice and the advice of the people and your people, and you're really screwing it up for the Jewish people. So, you know, if you do anything, you're not going to get any more funding from America. Okay, whatever you do, you better be wise about how much weapons you use and whatever, because once you use them all up, you're not going to get any more help from us because you don't want to listen. You don't want to be on the side of what's right. You just want to kill all these people all the time, and people have been telling you, look, hey, cease fire, and you ain't trying to hear nothing. So, yeah, deal's off. And that's what I think Trump would do. That's the kind of type of dude I think Trump is. He would he would go against the grain.
I don't know.
You know,
because you know Trump support Israel a lot too. Because you know when he was in office, right? His senior advisor, which was his son-in-law, he was Jewish. See, that's what I'm saying.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to be hard pressed. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard pressed to say that America is not going to stand with Israel because of the massive Jewish body of people that's here in America. And they're going to say, hey, we have a right to, well, Israel has a right because it's still their Jewish ties. Their Jewish ties, you know, to whether it's a religion or they are, what they might call it, their birthplace or whatever, you know. Despite we might say if they real Jews or not, but that's what I'm saying. Because like people say, you gotta kind of tiptoe a little bit for it. We don't want to get censored. But hell, I'm just joking. But like you know how they say the Jews run Hollywood, right? And it's certain Jews, so they have their hand in a lot of shit. Because like I said, you know the Jewish American, you had a Jewish American committee, you have the Jewish Congress. And I'm looking at the book here, the encyclopedia, talking about at one time it was over 50,000 members at one time, just here in America. So there's a great – and see, they're not like you might say like certain blacks in America, right? We might say we African-Americans. We Africans who descended from – I mean, we Americans who descended from Africa. We ain't giving a shit about – we ain't have no ties who give a fuck about what's happening in the Sudan and whatnot. But the Jewish community, a lot of them don't probably get along. But they're going to stand with Israel. They're going to stand with Israel. You have differences of different Jewish organizations, but they're going to stand with the state of Israel, unless there's one group that don't. I keep talking about them all the time. The ultra-Orthodox Jews, except them, they don't fuck with Israel like that. But some other ones, they're going to stand with Israel, good, bad, and ugly. And so, you know, that's how I don't see it unless, you know, you get some of these Jews and finally realize and say, because like Joe Biden, what they would tell Joe Biden, you're a goddamn Catholic. You can't tell us what the fuck to do. We're the Jewish community. We God's chosen people, X, Y, Z. You're not going to tell us what to do. You're a goddamn Catholic. So you think they're going to listen to Joe Biden?
Well, it's just like last week when I forgot this guy's name, Schumer. He's a Democrat. He's got the glasses off his nose all the time. You know who I'm talking about?
I would say Chuck Schumer, but I might be wrong.
Chuck Schumer, that's great. You got it. You got it.
Okay.
Chuck Schumer. I couldn't remember his first name. But he came out and denounced Netanyahu about a week ago.
Oh,
and
yes.
He said that, you know, it's time for new leadership. And he was calling for him to be, a new president or prime minister to be installed there. And that, this was going to be the case. And then I've been hearing that this relationship is going to come to an end at some point, whether it's in the next 20 years or less or a few more. But this kind of relationship with backwards people in the world seeing it and knowing it and our relationship with them makes us look like hypocrites and worse than that, like just the top of the line worst people that you can be associated with in the world. The Americans, the Jewish, whatever. These are the two worst people in the world.
Well, you
okay,
know, then Netanyahu. Well, just ask yourself. I don't know if you just followed what was happening with Netanyahu had bounced, whatever his damn name. But this man, he's just like George Bush. He, what was that? Pope Benedict. What's his name? Obama, the Clintons. He has been brought up on war crimes, crimes against humanity, all type of shit. He's still been there as the prime minister. Look, if you go look it up, he all these charges have been against him, just like I said, the Clintons and all of these type of things. He's still in there because it's still with this New World Order agenda. He's still with the clique. He's still with the clique. He ain't going nowhere. It's just like the Chinese president. You know, this like he ain't going no goddamn well. You know, I don't know, bro. It's all these corrupted ass people like they call dictators, and Netanyahu is one of them. He don't really like America either, to be honest. See how when Hillary Clinton tried to go over there, he put her ass in her place. Man, dude ain't going. They be talking about Putin. Shit, Netanyahu, boy, that's gangster. That motherfucker,
man,
he gangster for real.
Couldn't stand Obama neither.
Yeah, he gangster for real. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't know, bro. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen with this shit, man. But what's your thoughts on it now, man? I mean, what's going on, man? I don't see them America cutting ties with them motherfuckers over there. Just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I don't see him cutting ties either. And actually, one of the reports said the reason that they were able to knock down the amount of drones and missiles is because they had air support from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. Iron Dome they supposedly have, it wasn't all that. You know, so America can talk about shit they want. They ain't cutting ties with this world.
Hell no.
Because to me it seems like Israel is America's secret.
Yep.
Like they can't cut ties because, you know, Israel knows where all the bodies are buried.
Damn.
Yeah.
They know how to buy it.
Yeah. And as far as this escalating any further, I don't see it. Because here's what I saw. Israel blew up the Iranian consulate. Right? And Iran says, oh, we're going to retaliate. But here's the deal. They orchestrated it through international, I don't know what that's called, but how they have rules of engagement in war.
Yeah.
Everybody knew they were gonna do it because they arranged it. You know, they broadcast it like, okay, well, this is how we're gonna retaliate. This is what we're gonna do. Like, that, it wasn't a real thing.
Hmm.
You know, it seemed like to me it was just orchestrated. It was just like a 3-hour movie that the climax was disappointing as hell.
Damn. And ever, man, you know what? That is real interesting what you said, because, bro, when I first saw it, I heard them talking about Iran is they're getting ready to do drone strikes. They getting ready to shoot this missiles, and I'm like, wait a minute, how in the fuck y'all? I'm like you said, bro, they was already telling what they was gonna do. I'm like, hold up, man. Now if I'm gonna attack a motherfucker, how are y'all already on CNN talking about these folks gonna do drone attack? It just didn't make no sense to me either, brother. So I'm thinking it already happened, but they were saying it was getting ready to happen. Then the next day or so, that's when they started talking about the thing. I'm like, yeah. That's crazy.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
You know, about that is when you're dealing with what you call intelligence. And so intelligence would suggest that, okay, these guys are going to respond, and they've already announced that they are. So we're going to get on guard. We're going to prepare for the defense, you know, the strategy to defend, because we know it's coming. We don't know exactly when, but we know any day, any time, any minute. So intelligence gathering and what you call that high intelligence office and that, I forgot to. So anyway, all of that stuff, right? And then so that's why they were ready to go. They were already ready. Now, if you catch somebody sleeping, that's different. It's just like what they claim that, you know, they didn't have on any protections. They didn't have their military operating when October 7th happened and the Palestinians jumped across the wall and kidnapped people and took people hostage and killed a whole bunch of people. They weren't on guard on that day. So that's when you catch somebody off guard. But they were plenty aware that there was an attack imminent, and Iran wasn't playing about it. And they let you know we're going to. So that's just my thinking on that, y'all.
Now, Justice, I'm like Alpha Male Desmond. This was just like the Super Bowl or a basketball game. You had CNN and who was the commentators and all the rest of them, mm-hmm. Fox 2, all mm-hmm. of them. They was already commentating. Yeah. Had a whole damn thing before the missiles and drones were even, I guess, coming that way. They was already commentating on the damn, like Super Bowl, you know, before the Super Bowl come on. Hours before the goddamn game, they talking about the Super Bowl. That's how this shit was. It was crazy. They was already talking about drones are on the way. They going to use cruise missiles, ballistic missiles. I'm like, but you think about this. Okay, if you said intelligence, they found out that they was going to do a sneak attack. You wouldn't be on the motherfucking television yourself letting them know that you know they've been attacked. You would just like, oh, shit, hey, yeah, we're going to play like we don't know shit. Just play like we, you know, just business as usual. You're not going to let a motherfucker know they on the way. You're going to sit your ass back and surprise attack, you know, with them. But they already on television broadcasting this shit. Hey, we know y'all finna strike, motherfuckers. We got these. Right. We're going to hit y'all ass with whatever the defense mechanisms. Nah, bro, you're going to pretend you don't know shit. But that, like, I'm like Alpha Male. Now, that was a bunch of bullshit. That was a television show. That was a Netflix special. It was a Netflix special.
Yeah. I mean, not only did they broadcast the fact that the attack was imminent, but they also specified the targets in the reports.
Yep. Nah, bro. Yeah. That's crazy.
That was too.
Hey, Alpha Male and Aria, I'm with both y'all on that shit. That's why I said I kind of stay away from a lot of the fake news, because the fact that, and you know, like I said, I got a lot of military in my family. You know, you kind of see it if you actually, you know, stay close with brothers who are in the military, you can kind of tell when shit's about to go down, because they'll kind of tell you, we getting shipped off here. You know, yep. You'll be like, now all of a sudden you'll see it on the news, and you'll be like, they said it was getting shipped off there last week, you know? Damn, you know? So that's why I say America, to me, you know, like you were saying, Alpha Male and REI, you know, they already know. They, and the fact that they'll put it on TV, oh, we going to attack y'all this day. Come on now. You know, blood, if a blood going to get a Crip, a blood ain't going to motherfucking tell no Crip. We going to get y'all ass next week, just you see. They don't pay that shit. A blood or a Crip, if they going to do something, the real bloods or Crips is going to act normal as a motherfucker. And they gonna sneak up on your ass when you ain't thinking about it, and that's when they gonna light the hood up. But they ain't no motherfucker just go kill you, such no nigga with no real power. And when Iran did that shit, I was just like, And I'm gonna tell you something. That's kind of why, like I said, when I was practicing Islam, I used to always watch Al Jazeera TV. And I'm going to tell you something. Al Jazeera TV, a lot of the Middle Eastern, they'll tell you what the fuck they're going to do before they even do it. Before they even hit. If y'all really pay attention to Al Jazeera News, and there's another channel called Link TV, which I know my mom used to watch growing up. There's a lady named Amy Goodman. She'll tell you what she'll have people up there. She's kind of like a white bulldog, kind of like she's kind of like Rachel Meadows, but she's an older lady. She'll have Iranians up there. She'll have all these people up here, and they'll tell you quick, that's what the fuck we gonna do. And then she'll have English people up there, and it'll be like, why the fuck is she got, how did she make the connection to get these world leaders up here just to talk about this shit? Yeah.
Well,
so
see, that's the news. That's not the mainstream news, Chief. That's why she do it. That's why she's able to do it, because it's not mainstream. Democracy Now with Amy Goodman.
Yeah. And you know what? If she has those people up there saying what the hell they gonna do before they even do it, and it's like, damn. Like you say, Alpha Male and REI, they do it together. They kind of know they in the same boat. They in the same boat. They knew what was gonna happen.
But my question is this too: when Israel attack the Iranian consulate, we didn't know till after it happened, till after we, you know, like they were talking about the body count. You know what I mean? It wasn't televised. I don't know exactly where the consulate is. But they managed to blow it the fuck up without anybody knowing or saying a word.
Right.
And they actually killed, like you said, some of the higher-ups. And Iran's going to call you and say, well, look, these are the targets I'm going to hit. I didn't even know what was going on until you told me something.
And hell, Alpha Male, y'all, I didn't know about the council. And hell, until y'all just see it, I didn't know nothing about that today.
Oh, see, that's because the news is hiding it now. So they're not calling it a retaliation. They're calling it an attack, saying that Israel's going to retaliate. But Israel started this shit. But if you watch mainstream media, you'll never know that.
See, I sure didn't know it, because I thought maybe Iran was attacking them because of what was going on with Palestine. I didn't know that. I'm learning something new tonight from y'all here.
I got a clip of Netanyahu Yahoo saying he's not really down with nobody's advice, but he's speaking in Hebrew, but somebody's translating. It's only 25 seconds long. You want to hear it?
He's lying. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
from Gomine Atzolot Vesos, I thank our friends for their support for the defense of Israel. And I say this, both support in words and support in actions. They also have all kinds of suggestions and advice. I appreciate it, but I want to make it clear. We will make our own decisions, and the state of Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself.
Well, with that, y'all.
Yeah.
You heard what see what I'm saying? Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, he ain't. They ain't studying that shit. I'm looking at it's an article. It's a website called Black Agenda Report. This was an article on April 3rd, 2004. It says Israel and the United States are gangster states.
Right on.
That's the name of the damn of this article they got it here. Yeah, they right. Oh man, damn, it was something I was gonna say. Shit. Say something else before. It wasn't about Israel, I forgot. Shit, it was about something I forgot just that damn quick. Damn, I forgot already, just this fast. We were talking about Israel. Oh, one thing I forgot, man. Yeah, we lost it. I forgot to say this in the beginning of the show because we came in. We don't lost it. I guess another black icon. I guess somebody could say another black icon. O.J. Simpson. The juice. Yeah. Yeah. O.J.
That's a bad man.
You know, all my white friends was happy.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, all my white coworkers, you hear O.J. died and was laughing. I'm like,
yeah, they said they cremated him, so is he really dead? Shit.
I don't believe he dead. Like, none of them niggas dead. Hey, look. And with all this shit with Puffy and all that, he might have been in the middle of the shit.
Yeah.
Chloe Kardashian daddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard he was Kardashian. Uh-oh. Yes,
what happened to the Kardashian?
He Chloe Kardashian daddy.
Her daddy or she did? What you saying?
Nah, her dad.
Rob ain't Chloe's real dad. It's OJ.
Oh, okay. I got you now. Okay.
Yeah, that's why she like black men, because she has black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know he died from what they call a turbo cancer. It's something that happens to people that had that that venom injected into them.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Yeah. You go from like a diagnosis to stage out of here in just weeks. Like, it's so rapid, there's nothing can be done.
Damn.
Yeah. So, like, they ain't going to tell you that he took that jab, but... I mean, and I could be dead wrong, but I had my suspicions, though.
Oh, yes, sir.
Everybody that I know that took the jab, they look different now.
Yeah, they should.
Damn.
First of all,
say they look different.
Yeah.
Well, say that again, Alpha Mel.
I said they should look different because I know at this point that now that they know what we knew, they feel stupid.
Mm.
Hey, Justice, and Alpha Male,
yeah.
My oldest brother took that motherfucking jab, and his ass been having back issues. They said his back is like some back of his bones is now is shaped different now, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I forgot what he had. It's some kind of bullshit that babies get. It's some kind of like bone marrow something. I don't know what it is, but they say a lot of it is from the jab. Yeah.
We used to talk crazy, like, okay, you have a Jamaican friend, and you know how they always threw around the word blood clot, you know, and then you know, so then now. All of these people got blood clots and stuff that I know few of these people, and they're young people, and they got blood clots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judges have
And you know, it's funny. Now, there's still people that still believe that O.J. killed them people. And it was proven without a doubt that it was a frame-up. But if you go on some of these websites, they'll have, like, O.J., actor, athlete, murderer.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? Fuck y'all.
They do that to our athletes too, bruh. All our athletes, once they get to the top, they going to bring them down, and they'll burn their jerseys and everything.
Damn. So I find that amazing that somebody could still think this motherfucker is Superman. Shit, that motherfucker had a bad back, a busted knee.
Yep.
And he going to take out two motherfuckers? No, come on.
Nope.
I could barely keep up with my dog. you ever tried wrestling two motherfuckers?
Did I?
But they gave him that Superman image. Like, yeah, OJ, he used to run so fast. And you remember seeing him on the Hertz commercials, and he'd be running through the airport all fast. See, they got this super image of this Negro who could kill these two people all easy, and he's not 45, 50 years old with bad knees and a bad back.
But you know that's what they think of all of us when they see us, right?
That's right.
Hey, but you know what? That's why I said fuck. Fuck, like, you know, we know that's our hero. But
he's my hero all the way up until, you know, he couldn't stay out the white clubs, the white bars, and pick up the white ladies after his Nicole stuff. He still was going after white women after he came home from jail and all that stuff.
Hey, Justice, I'm telling you something about OJ. Him and Jim Brown, they to me, I always said they preyed on them too. Jim Brown and OJ was both preyed on. Both of them.
So was Michael Jackson and Prince. And I mean, keep on going. Bill Cosby, keep on going. Throw me some more names. Come on.
Mike Tyson is still registered as a sex offender. I don't know if y'all know that or not, but if you actually look up Mike Tyson's name in Las Vegas, he's still registered as a sex offender. Believe it or not.
So this fight.
I'm
looking forward to this fight. Y'all, what y'all think about the fight?
Man, that's some bullshit.
Oh, man.
I'd rather bet on that goddamn Iran and Israel goddamn conflict than that bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how real that shit is. Come on, Judge.
You had the biggest eyes on that night. Your eyes be bigger than everybody's, but it's some bullshit, though.
I'm half a million words on that. That's a bunch of bullshit.
I say that white boy gonna whoop Mike's ass. I love Mike Tyson, but that white boy gonna whoop his ass, though.
What you think?
Oh, I think it's a joke.
Yep.
Who's going to win?
Because he's too old. Mike is too fucking old. He boxing no goddamn body. That nigga old as shit. Like, who the fuck? Mike Tyson is he been smoking all that weed? That nigga have been in jail about 10 times since his last fight. That nigga, come on now. That nigga ain't got no power. He ain't. That white boy, if the fight is real, I'm going to say the white boy going to whoop that ass.
Hey, I don't know. Who you think going to win?
It ain't even real.
don't even care enough to even. I just don't even care.
All right, well, fine, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm thinking the opposite of what the Chief said. I know Mike gonna knock the guy out within two rounds.
Hey, Justin, I'm just saying, come on. Mike Tyson been in jail all the time. Look, that nigga done smoked out. You ever seen that show Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson? Man, that nigga ain't fighting nobody. That nigga be up there smoked out. Uncle Mike, he makes Snoop Dogg look sober.
He claimed he always smoked before the fights. I never knew that, but that's what he claimed. And so, but if he did do that before all of his fights previously, and he's living a free life now, and you don't gotta hide doing all that as much you know, back in the day, right? I mean, you see him in the video, and he be smoking, and he got a product all out there with his face on it, selling some kind of thing. I don't know what it is in the store, something to smoke. And so, but the thing about it is, Mike Tyson, he been in the gym. He been with his former trainer, or the guy he was training to fight, that lost the fight. And he's been in there, and he got his people to hype him up. And he got his desire to fight, and he feel like he's invincible again. So this is what his attitude is. And so right now he's doing the same type training that he did when he was 20 and 30 years old. He's back running in the morning. He's back working out every morning. He's back doing his working out push-ups. He's in the gym hitting the bags. He's sparring with people. He's taking this very seriously, Chief, and he's training for 2 months before the fight straight every day, you know, maybe Sunday off.
Nah,
but every day he's really taking this very seriously.
Now this is the time that I listen to Chief Rabbi right here. Don't listen to fucking entertainers. Don't believe entertainers. This is when I really take David Israel words to heart on this one. That's why I said that's a bunch of bullshit. All the people gonna win that motherfucker is the mafia, them who you gambling, who you bet against. What they call that thing? An exhibition fight. It's a bunch of bullshit.
But they're not taking it.
A YouTuber?
They're calling it an exhibition, but Mike Tyson's taking it serious as a fight.
May look like that. Yeah, it perceived it like he. Mike Tyson fighting a YouTuber. It's just like the same thing. That Floyd Mayweather bullshit when he fought Conor McGregor. It was a bunch of bullshit. This is like I'm telling people, you couldn't took that serious. McGregor only trained for 6 months.
Is going to destroy this guy. If you're according with
it's
you,
not,
saying, there's no way
it's
that.
Brother,
a YouTuber can beat a real fighter.
It's
a real
rigged.
Fighter.
It's just like WWE. If you bet on WWE, you might as well just give us all your fucking money. You know what I'm saying? At least you can probably borrow it back or something. Come on, bro. That's a bunch of stage bullshit. Only people, like I said, if you going to bet on it, what's the MGM Grand, all these damn sports sites that you bet on, they the only people going
to
win.
So
it's a bunch of bullshit.
Dive,
that's
right?
Why it's free on Netflix.
Who? It looked like that fight that white boy was in, Jake Paul. It looked like he had the guy take a dive because he hit the guy and he just fell down like
it's entertainment,
like,
bro.
Like
that's
a
all
building,
it is.
Right?
It's just entertainment.
Hey,
it's all it is.
He was paid off to do
justice,
that one. That's being like
justice. With this time this time we living in, old as Mike Tyson is, gonna fight Jake Paul. No.
The thing about it is, Chief, hold on, Chief. But, Chief, I'm 54, Mike 57, about to be 58, right? I'm in like, tip-top shape right now. I feel like, you know, my attitude is crazy, all right? So, like, I feel like I am the old Mike before he went to jail right now, like myself, just saying. Like, if you get back into that mindset that when Custom Model trained him and he had this attitude of superiority and that he was invincible, and not only that, he had this impeccable character that was just good before he went to jail, and then he had a bad character and want to, you know, eat your kids and bite your ear off. But before that, he was a very disciplined, a very, very compassionate person in the ring. Like, if he beat you up real bad, he'll pick you up after he beat you down. So after he went to jail, he lost a lot of that Custom Model attitude, training, and development of you know, his character. I love the character of Mike Tyson in his early days. And that's who I, you know, want to be like that. And that's how I feel like I am now, being 54. And I've been working out straight for 2 years. And I, you know, I'm almost like the same height and weight as Mike Tyson. And so that's why, for me, I feel like I've never been in the ring. I'm not a fighter. I'm not going to claim to be like that. But, yeah, my body's kind of built like Mike Tyson just because I've been working out every day. And I'm 54.
Have you met Mike Tyson?
I never met him in person.
Oh, well, shit. You must be a short little motherfucker then.
I'm 5'11 and a half, just like Mike Tyson. I claim to be 6 feet, like Allen Iverson. We all about 5'11.
The greatest
people in the world are 5'11 and a half, or 5'11, really, the best people.
Mike Tyson.
But we claim to
be
6 feet tall. We never going to say we 5'11 usually.
But Mike Tyson ain't that tall.
No,
that's what
no.
I'm saying. He's 5'11, 5'11 and a half. That's what he claimed on his fight card every time. 5'11.
You met Mike
5'11 and a half.
You met Mike Tyson.
Yep. Met him a couple times, yep. And he's not that tall.
How tall is he?
If I had to guess, he's got to be about 5'9 and a half. I'm 5'11", and I kind of, you know, I had some height on him.
Yeah.
I'm 6'3". 6'3", 330. Hey, shit. I tell you right now, I'm older than Mike now with his ass.
Now, I will say
Mike
this.
Mike Tyson is 5'10" tall.
What was that?
The lady said Mike Tyson is 5'10" tall. So you're right. He's not 5'11". That's what, according to the Google research, he's 5'10".
Well, you need a Google. I just told you that. when the black man said it ain't true.
Damn.
Gotta have a white man.
No, that's not it, Mike. That's not it, bro. On the fight card, every time I watch the fight,
so.
It have nothing to do with black or white or anything. It was about what.
Yes, it is.
On the fight card, he would be listed at 5'11 and 200 pounds, or 220 or 215 or something like that.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, brother, I want to share a quick story with y'all right fast. I'm just looking at some breaking news here in Memphis. Shit, I think that was last Friday, somewhere like that. They had an incident where they said it was a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old had an incident where they got in a shootout with the police, and they was claiming that one of the, they don't know who, which one. I think like one police officer, he got shot and he was killed. And I think two other injured. The 18-year-old, he was shot and killed. 17-year-old, he's still alive. And they were saying that one of the teenagers shot and killed this other police. He was a Joseph McKinley. That was his name. Joseph McKinley. He was only 3 years on the police department. Now they just evidence just coming out and saying that the it was friendly fire. He was killed by one of his own officers.
Well, how about that?
But they've been coming out all since that whole time and saying that these teenagers, the one killer. But even though they did get in a shootout with them, they shot at the officers, and that's what escalated the whole situation, because they went to a call about like 2-something in the morning. A suspicious vehicle was, you know, a suspicious vehicle. So when they got there, they said, I guess the teenager started shooting at the police. But they said now, just breaking news on through Memphis, they saying that he was shot and killed in friendly fire. But they've been,
yep.
But it's crazy though, because they've been talking about this cashless bond shit. The 18-year-old who actually is dead, he had just recently got out, I think 2 weeks ago before that happened, I think something like that. He was let out on his own recognizance. He got caught with a gun with them damn switches on it again. 18, didn't have no business with the gun. He had one of those, like, you know, Glock switches or whatever. He had some other charges. They let him out. So they've been criticizing these judges and commissioners or whoever been letting all these people out on bond. And there was another young lady. She just tried to run over the police the other day. They let her ass out on bond, free out on bond. So they've been doing a lot of shit here in this city, man. Nobody, I don't give a fuck what you do. They've been letting these people out. All you got to say, I don't have no money. Okay, you can go ahead and go. And so, but I think this little young dude, the 17-year-old, his ass is up shit creek. Like they said, he up shit creek. He ain't getting out. Because they're going to charge him with the murder of his own friend that got killed by the police. But they can't charge him now. They probably going to charge him with the murder of the police. But they can't because they said it was friendly fire. But still, again, he's going to get charged some kind of way with it. But now, so, but they just bring it out now. So they can't keep saying these teenagers was the one who killed the police. It's all goddamn friendly fire. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. Well, the same thing happened to Mameel Abdul-Jamal, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. The one cop shot the other cop. They blamed it on Lamia, and he's been in jail ever since.
Damn.
Bottom line, that's a good one right there. That's a good way to sum that up.
Yeah. Hey, he got out. And he got out. He passed away, didn't he, Justin?
No, he's still in there, and he's still alive. He hasn't died.
I thought somebody got out. I thought he had got out.
Oh, no. Some of the MOVE members got out of prison. That was part of a group that he was affiliated with as well. MOVE 9. 9 of the MOVE members got out of prison before they died, and most of them just died right after they got out. A couple years, then they died.
Oh, and they had shit. Served I 40 that years was him prison. He had got out.
Yeah, they served 40 years.
Damn.
Well, here's the story. That came out in the news yesterday in Philadelphia. CBS News reported that two of the largest suppliers of ghost guns have reached a settlement agreement with the city of Philadelphia, under which they agreed to stop selling their products online and in stores in the city for 4 years and at gun shows for 2 years, Mayor Cheryl Parker announced Thursday. That was 5 days ago. So they decided, they came up with an agreement with the ghost gun makers and sellers. There's two ghost gun sellers here in our city. These ghost guns are off the hook, okay, because they can print the ghost gun and they don't have to have a serial number, and then they can print the cartridges to change them into machine guns, and they rapid fire, and there's no way you can trace them. And this is just a terrible thing. These little guns look like plastic toys until, you know, you feel the bullet come out of it.
Okay, I'm glad you go. Let's go here. Are the guns the problem or the people the problem?
Both, brother, both.
Both. Okay, let's break that down for us. Like they said in the Bible, break it down.
Okay. Are the guns the problem or are the people the problem?
Yeah, which one is actually the problem? Because, you know, the Democrats always, when something happened, like, they always blame the guns. Like, all this shit happening in, I'm just going to say, for instance, here in Memphis, all the gun violence, Well, they ain't sell gun violence. That's the term they use. With all this murdering and killing that's going on, they always blame it and say it's a gun problem. But is it the gun?
So if you can go online and have equipment available to you and they can ship you products and you can assemble a weapon in your home, then it can't be traced. There's no record of that you own it or that you shot somebody with it or anything like that. So that's problematic all on its own. And then the people who get a hold to them have nothing but bad intentions in their mind in the first place. So as they get a hold to these ghost guns, now they become criminal-minded. And the thoughts that occur to them, what they can do as a measure of a crime that could be considered something like theft, or you want to kill somebody because you want revenge on them, or you have a gripe with your mate, you know, a domestic dispute with family members and whatnot. So this weapon is going to encourage you in a sense that you can solve a lot of the problems that you have, or at least you can do something in a way where you can get an edge on something or obtain some kind of a item, or you know, a car or some money if you stick somebody up or you shoot them or whatever, because this gun is giving you an attitude that, okay, now I don't have to live on anybody's time or anybody's records. Like, okay, you're supposed to have your gun registered. I'm not thinking about that. You're not supposed to do this. Well, forget about all of the gun laws. I don't even care about a gun law. Okay? And as soon as somebody say something wrong or look at me the wrong way or piss me off completely, more than likely this person with this ghost gun, they can shoot them and get away with it as long as they have their face covered up and their clothes, you know, covered up their face and whatnot, and they don't have their license plate, or if they're not even in the car, they run away, throw the ghost gun in the lake, and then keep it moving and take the clothes off and get back to normal and then just blend back in. I mean, this is where we are right now. There's thousands and thousands of killers and murderers walking the streets.
Because
and a lot of them are still walking the streets in plain sight with masks and stuff on all day, every day.
But I'm saying, is it the gun problem?
Was masked all the way up.
I'm saying, is it the guns problem or is the people's problem?
Our society is mad, so it's both.
Because you made a statement earlier, as somebody, a person who's demented, you said it correct right there. Because there's in guns, I mean in prison, there might be some guns in prison. But most of the people don't really have guns. Let's just say they don't really have guns in prison. But there's a hell of a lot of prison violence, stabbing, because they'll make a shank or whatever and stab the shit out of somebody. A lot of violence in there. The point is I'm making is, as Democrats constantly do, and I'm going to say that's because they the main ones who are always making these ignorant-ass statements, they blame the guns instead of the people, instead of these people who, in their mindset, who's grabbing a hold to the gun. It's easy to blame the gun because that's a tool, that's an instrument. And what if there was no guns? I might get a baseball bat. I might get a hammer or a machete or something and do something for it. You know what I mean? Because back in the days, right, before the guns was invented, they had swords and shit. And a lot of crimes and murders and shit were being brought to people with swords and spears and shit. And so it's basically saying that it's the people. They can keep blaming and keep making all the gun laws and gun restriction laws in the fucking world is not going to stop people from using the guns if they want to harm somebody. You got to get to the mindset. That's what be killing me about these dumbass politicians. And I know they do this shit on purpose to pretend they doing something. This dumbass black mayor here, they just elected here in the city of Memphis. And I got to say it. This ignorant mother sucker goes on to say yesterday, his first 100 years in office, that they need to raise property taxes. Raise the property taxes, and that will help with the fucking crime and that's happening in the city of Memphis. Are you fucking kidding me?
That don't make sense.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's why I don't always bet on black. I don't always bet on black. Because these some ignorant black motherfuckers. I'm trying not to use so much profanity. But
hey,
there's some ignorant black motherfuckers in this world today, man. There's some ignorant black ass politicians out here today. I mean, listen, and this is a and here's what you want to do. You always want to talk about you getting in here to help people. Memphis is a predominantly black city. And you raising fucking property taxes, the very people you claiming to you trying to help, you fucking hurting them. We get enough. That's why a lot of people are leaving the city of Memphis and they're leaving and going into Mississippi because the fucking taxes are killing people, man. They're hurting the shit out of people. You know, it's like, goddamn, and this is what you say. How is that raising property taxes going to help with crime? How the fuck is going to happen? Now, if anything, because y'all always talk about there's a lack of jobs. You keep raising fucking taxes, a lot of these businesses going to leave the city of Memphis because, and a lot of them have been leaving because of y'all fucking keep raising taxes on these companies. So when you're saying there's a lack of jobs, as they always want to claim, the reason this shit is happening, you're causing these problems. Y'all are the very people who's causing the fucking problems that's going on out here. But your dumbasses, I ain't going to say y'all don't realize it because they know what they're doing. I don't even want to give them their way out and say they don't know what they're doing. They do know what they're doing. It's all a fucking plan. It's all a scheme. But again, it's just another ploy, another plot to dig in people's pocket. You just want to raise up the shit anyway so y'all can put the money in y'all pocket. Nothing never fucking get done. They can't blame, in this city of Memphis, right, a lot of shit they always want to blame the Republicans. You can't blame the Republicans. There hadn't been a Republican mayor in this goddamn city, I don't know, probably over 30-some probably years now. In 30-some fucking years. It's pitiful. Raising fucking taxes, that's your answer. But you go out and make a negotiation with gang members now and telling them, would y'all please stop killing 91 for 7 days? He go and ask them, could they please? I'm the motherfucking mayor of Memphis. I have the police department at my, exposure at my hand, my beckoning. Hey, I told him this here, because he claimed he met with a lot of the gang members, leaders. I'm like, hey, man, look at here. Let me tell y'all something. Now, y'all going to cut this goddamn killing one another out in this goddamn city. I'm giving y'all a couple of days to cut this shit out. You tell me that I want to see some goddamn, y'all going to stop this shit. If you don't, I'm coming down on y'all ass. That's what I would have took. That's the approach I would. I wouldn't have been asking them motherfuckers, please, could y'all please give me 7 days of nonviolence? Motherfucker, I'm the administrator of this city. I got the whole police department. I can get the National Guard. I'd line y'all ass up. I would be going right after them bastards first. But he want to ask the motherfucker. I ain't asking you shit. I'm demanding you stop killing, goddammit, in this city.
And that's what Joe Biden should have did with Netanyahu. That's the
and
same
it didn't
thing.
Stop. But hell, Trump asked the motherfucker Democrats in Chicago. He was going to send them. But you know what they said? Let our niggas kill each other. Let our niggas, excuse my language, y'all.
They ain't say it exactly like that. They ain't say it exactly.
Well, I'm saying it for Trump because they would have called him racist. I'm saying it what the Democrats said that they, you know, Lightfoot all them. When he was trying to say, hey, it's pitiful how black people in Chicago are killing themselves. Let's send some resources up there to help stop. What did they say? All them Democrats in Chicago, we don't need to be doing that. They only going to send the National Guards up there to kill black folk. You dumbass, y'all, that's what y'all fucking doing. See, it'd be some ignorant shit like that, that reason that black folks are never, I mean, I don't know, bro. It's always going to be fucked up with black community because they're going to keep doing their ignorant ass shit just like that. And there's other black people that be in charge that do this dumbass shit. That's why we talk about the boule. to keep black folk disenfranchised, keep them killing one another, keep them going into the in and out these motherfucking jail cells and private, and then hold, I'm going to let y'all get into it though, but in hold this whole notion from Black Lives Matter, this is where all this shit started from, that defunding police, we don't need to be locking people up. But you got elderly ladies getting out here getting robbed, killed, and people getting raped, and you let these motherfuckers go to jail. They take them to jail. The police go through all this shit to investigate, find out who did it, send them to jail just for them to go down there, and them motherfuckers let them folks right on out. Let them right on out. No bond, no nothing. And come right back on the street and do some more killing. Like them little teenagers, they ass should have been in jail, but they went out here, and now a police officer got killed, and the 18-year-old, he did. He did. And a lot of these teenagers, we have a high rate of problems right now happening with teenagers in this city, killing each other, because they know they ain't going to do them. They ain't going to do them go talk crazy to the police. They're going to get right out in the morning. No repercussions from it. It's fucked up. But y'all go ahead, brother.
Well, I do. I have a question now. You were saying, is it the guns or is the people?
Yes, sir.
Everybody knows the people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the United States has more guns than it has people, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
It's only a few idiots out here using guns in crimes.
Mm.
Think about that. So that means there's more people with guns not committing crimes.
Go ahead.
Than the few that are committing crimes. But see, they always maximize the minimum. They make it seem like it's a gun problem. But they didn't ban rope when they were hanging our ass in some trees, did they? They didn't say the rope was a problem, did they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's how I know it's bullshit.
Yes, sir. Alphabet fucked us up with that one, y'all. My bad, Alphabet. Go ahead, bro. I like that one.
Oh yeah. And then the problem that I think is people are not training with firearms.
Hmm.
That's how the cop shot the cop. See, I'll tell anybody, shooting down at the range and all that is cool, you know. But in a situation, you don't know what your body's going to do.
That's right.
So you kind of have to rely on muscle memory. You can't rely on, oh, well, you know, I ain't scared. Look, I don't know if any of y'all ever heard a bullet whiz past your ear.
Man.
That's some shit that I'm telling you, if you don't believe in higher power, you will that day.
Yes, sir.
You know, so it's all about muscle memory and training. You know, these little fools just, first of all, they carry them wrong. I see motherfuckers running and dropping them. You know, they don't know when to use them. You know, it's to me, the gun is a very effective tool. You know, it's just like a hammer. You know, used properly, you can build a kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So no, guns are not a problem.
Yes, sir. I got to get this for Alpha Male, y'all.
That was easy.
Yes, sir. There you go. Yeah. And like I said, Alpha Male, but at the gun range, we went to the gun range a couple of weeks ago. There are plenty of guns in there. Shit, hundreds of guns. Did nobody get shot in there? Damn. It's awfully strange. But yeah, like I said, it's the people, man. Go ahead, Alpha Mill.
Nah, I say ain't that some shit.
Yeah. And like I said again, what you were saying, brother, there's more people that have guns that's not committing crimes with them than there are people. Because a lot of people got guns in the house. Some people got stockpiles of guns in their house, but they just waiting on something to jump off, just say a damn Russian invasion, China invasion, some shit kind of invasion, or anything that's going to pop off to protect themselves. Or some people just love guns, so they collect them. But like I said, the people that that's out here doing the crime is going to be the fucking criminals, that the people that got this criminal element. Like Justin said, these people got demented minds. Somebody, I'm just decide to go over here and shoot up a school. Hey, I can get an AR-15. I can. But remember now, they always talk about that. It was a guy. I remember what, I forgot how many were. I think it was Parkland. I might say Parkland. That school. Somebody took a gun in there and shot up a couple of people. Then right after that, I think damn near a little bit right after that, a guy went into school with a knife, and he stabbed. Damn near right at the same amount of people he stabbed like the guy shot with the goddamn gun. So you'd be like, okay, well, got to ban fucking knives then. Because he went into elementary school and stabbed about 9 or 10 people in the school. But they weren't saying anything about banning
knives. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, people can use bombs. They can get a hold and make homemade bombs and hurt people. I mean, a motherfucker who went to, like I said, in a bad state of mind, a car. Remember they said the guy that was at the in Carolina at the time ran over that lady? It's just like I've seen some protests. They've been having all these damn protests. People running into these crowds and kill people. Man, anything can be used as a damn weapon. But just so happened, you know, a lot of our, you know, young brothers, that's what they use. Like I said, they don't want to fight no more. They cowards. They don't know how to put them goddamn knuckles up. We said, like back in the day, like, man, put them dukes up. They don't know how to do that. They thinking that's the easy way. Go ahead and grab a fucking gun. But as soon as they punk ass get downtown, they get to crying and shit. When them judge find to your ass going to get 70 to 80 fucking years, now they crying and shit. You know, like this 17-year-old dude, he fucked up. 17 years old, life gone. But at that moment, motherfucker be hyping him up. They listen to all these ignorant-ass rappers talk about they doing this. I'm going to do this when I see you, knowing damn well they was a choir director and shit growing up. They played the tambourine and shit in the choir. Now you just got hooked up with RCA Records. They got you acting like you a thug. Come on now. You ain't did none of that shit. But they got to mimic what they hearing in the music and what they seeing on television in the videos, you know. But it's crazy as fuck. What'd you say, Alvin? I mean, just my bad, Alvin. I ain't cuss you out when I just said this.
So people's favorite rappers have been putting out a message of, you know, selling drugs, driving cars with big rims, having jewelry, having women, plenty of sex, all this stuff, right? But really, the drug dealing and all that, okay? And so heavily, a lot of the people who like these rappers end up going to jail because of behind what they, you know, was kind of modeling they sell behind. And then what happens? The rapper putting out that message, then the rappers started going to jail after they started putting out those messages. You wouldn't think the rapper would go to jail. But I know Chief Rabbi, I speak on the most current one who just went to jail, who just got bagged up by the FBI, which is the NBA young boy. So he going to jail. And all his messages been negative and ignorant and satanic and all this other stuff too. So you can look down a list of a lot of the rappers who are in jail because of what they've been portraying, and they never thought it would catch up to them, but now they serving time. The ones that didn't get killed, the ones that are in jail are in jail, and they serving time, but they living, and they still got songs out there, and they still influence people, and they got caught up in their own mess.
Yeah,
that's all I wanted to say.
And brother Rabbi, what would your little daughter Gorilla doing before she started rapping, Dave? You know, I gotta get him before he get me down.
Now, I'm going to put that on you since she's from Memphis.
We got to beat each other. I know him. I know Dave.
Hey, you know, I'm going to put that on you.
Nah, Dave.
But Gorilla was in the choir.
Damn.
She grew up singing in damn church. Yeah.
And what's her middle name, Dave?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
OMG.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was working at a some fast food restaurant, because she actually had it in one of her videos. She was working at a fast food restaurant.
Yep. She was working at a fast food restaurant, and she was in the church choir. She was a better singer than she was rapper, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I ain't know that.
Yeah, she grew up singing in the choir. I heard her singing. I'm like, what the fuck? Shit, yeah. I don't know why the fuck she want to be a damn rapper, but shit. She did a better job rap singing it. Yeah.
Yeah. If she ever give up the rap thing, she can always go back to the church and get on the, you know, maybe she can sing some gospel or whatever they do.
Yeah, she keep doing what she's doing. She can make an album with Kirk Franklin. He on now, back to the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same vibe.
Shit. Might as well. Hey, might as well. Jesus on the main line. make a damn album with Al Green and Al Green for me.
Yeah. Hey, but Alpha Man, you see that though, right? Now, he said that's my daughter, but you see, I had to ask Dave everything about her. He know everything about it, and I'm from Memphis. I don't know shit about it. You see that? You see what I'm talking about? He the one told me her name was Hallelujah. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they
sound
like a proud papa.
He put everybody on me, but he know it. I take Dave from Memphis. Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. Dave, he know about it, all about 8-Ball, MJG, dude, Spanish. What that dude? What you call it with? Not for instance, Spanish Fly. What's the other dude's name? It's Player Fly. They know all the Memphis people, bro.
What about his name? Is Bunny or something like that?
No, that's Dave. He's talking about Bad Bunny. That's Justice's brother, Bad Bunny.
No, brother, no way. That's your people.
I be Queen.
Oh, hell no.
Is I be Queen a man or woman? She look like a dude. I've seen her on channels. I look like a man. And she a damn man. Like, she look good like a fucking man. And like, she talk like a man. Hey, Justice, I know you're going to be mad. Tariq Nasheed got a documentary coming out of microphone check against your Spanish and Caribbean brothers.
Who is he?
What?
Who you talking about?
Tariq Nasheed. Your cousin Tariq.
My cousin Tariq, and what he putting out?
What he got? Hidden Color 5.
No, he got a documentary coming out about about the history of hip hop.
Oh, okay. He's from Cali, but he got a lot of knowledge about the whole hip hop. I've been listening to him talk about hip hop. He kind of right on point with most of what he say.
No, but my thing is though with him, says he ain't from Cali. He's from Alabama, raised in Detroit.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's from Alabama. He's from Birmingham, Alabama, Titusville. I got people in Titusville, too.
He was raised in Detroit. I was raised in Detroit, too. That's why I probably kind of vibe with some of his stuff he'd be talking about. And then especially the Hidden Colors stuff, I like when he put them out.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen not one Hidden Color.
That's crazy. You might as well just go ahead and get the whole pack, man. Start from number one.
I don't know, man. I'm not a Tyreek. I ain't never been a Tyreek fan, man. I ain't going to lie. That pimping shit.
It ain't just his work. It's everybody on there. He got
I understand. It's just that pimping, macking shit, bro, I'm allergic to
it. That's not what none of that's about, bro.
I understand, but I'm just talking about you just dealing with him. I don't know. It's like a lot of shit. I just never vibe. Like Umar Johnson. I never was a Umar Johnson, gravitated to Umar Johnson. Even though I know he got a lot of other scholars in it, it just never sparked my interest to even try to watch it.
I say, he's part of it, but he's just like anybody else who's part of it. He don't dominate the whole thing at all. He is a narrator, and he have other people in there narrating, and the sister you had on as a guest one time is a narrator, and one of them named Shahrazad.
I heard her. I just don't know, bro. It just ain't sparked my interest. It's just something I just wasn't.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know.
It was good.
Gravitate to.
That's all right. I hear you, though.
Yeah,
hey,
he might be.
Justice,
yes, sir.
But you know what, though, with Hidden Colors? I'm going to tell you something. My mama got all that shit. My old ass mama. I got an old ass mama, and she got all that
shit. She loved it, huh?
She loved ADOS, the FBA, all that shit. I be looking. Hell, she called me a coon because I told her we ain't getting no reparations. She damn near, you a fucking coon.
Your mama sound like a strong sister, bro.
Nah, she a damn old. And thing is, she a damn Uncle Tom. She used to be like Candace Owens. God damn it.
They gotta leave my hair candies on long day. Hey, you know what? Okay, I'm glad y'all brought that up. I got a question now. Well, all of that information that ever came out, just say just the Hidden Colors and all of this information. How have that improved? I don't know, black people's lives in America. Now, just look at what's all going on. We had all of that knowledge and so-called that came out, and just look at it. But look at our society and look how things are today. So how did it actually help? You know, it just gave you a lot of information about history, yeah. But how did it even help?
Man,
that makes sense
to
what I'm
nobody.
Saying.
They ain't did shit for nobody.
Oh, shit.
I had to
improve the lives.
For me, I would look at something that how could it help your life or your lives or anything. That's not the attitude that I would take towards receiving or watching an interesting documentary about things that aren't put on the mainstream TV or in the news or as information. So this is researched information, and now the information is 15 to 16, 20 years old almost, because that's how long it's been since the first one came out. So at the time when it came out, it was very valuable to anybody who was conscious and was interested in learning. And so, especially when you would learn and find out all of the different people who would be presenting on the documentary, and then the information that even the images that were in the documentary, you would have to freeze. Sometimes I would freeze a picture, just push pause and just look at it and study it because it's something I had never seen before. Just the image, just the picture that they put up there on the on the documentary. And so I go further, and then I have to freeze it again. And a lot of times I do a lot of freezing just because something was fascinating to me that I had never seen before. And then as you press play and begin to listen to the presentation and watch the images and the presentation that is being presented at the same time, then it seems to be an astonishing thing. Like, wow, just some things that you never knew, or you might have thought you knew in a certain way, but you learned it in this way, which made it more clear to you. So it was, and so part two, I think part two was very good, and then part three was very good as well. I don't think that the last one, they had this guy Peterson on there, and they really outed him. The guy, what's his name? Jesse Lee Peterson?
Jesse Lee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was in one of them.
He was in one of them as a presenter, he totally buffooned himself through the whole thing, and he put himself out in a place where if you're watching this and then you're looking at all of these facts, and then this guy's going against the things that he's, seeing and witnessing, and he makes up his own thing, and he's still kissing the white man's behind and all this stuff, it was totally baffling. So that's why I enjoyed it. At the same time, it made me appalled at a black man who behaved the way that he did in that presentation. He was a sellout.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I've listened to some certain things, Jesse Lee. I used to couldn't stand Jesse Lee Peterson, but now I can listen to him and I can see certain things, how he come at certain people. Jesse try to trap you. He try to make you think about some shit. He try to trap you in your thought process and some shit that black people be putting out sometimes. I catch what he do sometimes. I don't see him as a sellout no more like I used to. But here's why I ask this question. I think that the so-called conscious community, I just used the Hidden Colors as an example, but with all of this information that ever used to come out around about that time, but through the so-called conscious community, I think that now the so-called conscious community they dropped the ball. They messed up. Because Rita, here's what I'm going. Rita asked, a lot of that was just information, right? Those documentaries to give black people some kind of sense of identity. Instead of just saying you were just slaves and all of this type of stuff. And because here going back, we talk about the music. Because when I started listening to, maybe they call conscious hip-hop or whatnot, or rap, whatever they call it, with X-Clan, Public Enemy, and things of this nature, right? It and especially when you start reading, listen to Malcolm, listen to his speeches, it made me have a different outlook on life. It made me want to change. I started feeling good about myself, the heritage and this and that. So even what I'm saying, by some of those documentaries, it should have gave a lot of people a different insight in looking at, damn, we came from this. This is our people. This is our heritage. We got to change the way we think. But now you look at the conscious community, when they was putting out knowledge, right, to inspire people to change, now you look at it. Everybody's arguing, debating, you ain't this, you ain't that. Instead of putting the information out like they were doing lectures. They used to be doing like I'm using Sarnetta for example, how they were just doing lectures and presentations showing, different things. Now everybody's trying to beat down on everybody. You ain't no damn Hebrew. You ain't no Kemet. You ain't no this. You ain't that. So it's a lot of this shit that we talk about that's going on in the street is in the knowledge community now. There's no upliftment no more. There's no inspiration like it used to be anymore. It's all, everything is about debating and putting everybody at odds with each other. And like I said, when I remember getting into this, man, it inspired the hell out of me. That's why I remember going, like, I used to love going congregating, going to the Nawabian classes. I'd be hearing, like, the teachers in their teaching, and then, man, brothers out there in the class, we chopping it up. Class, I'm a call, I'm finna come right at you. I think that's Pianca finna call, I'm at you, come right at you. The class would be over with. Man, we are still, brothers don't shut the door, don't cut the lights off. We still be in the parking lot Class was over at 6 o'clock. Man, probably about 6 or 7. Shit, we still in the parking lot, damn it, 12 o'clock at night, still chopping it up, man, kicking it. That shit was inspired, and it made me read a lot when I was in the Nawabi. I ain't going to lie, because I'm hearing brothers kicking the knowledge and sisters kicking the knowledge. I said, damn, for real, what book, what's that said? What is it? I'm listening, watching this DVD. I'm buying books out the frame. I'm reading. I was reading my tail off back then. I was reading my ass off back then. I thought, man, I'm telling you. But now we don't. So that's why I was kind of throwing out about the documentary. It was supposed to inspire you to make us better. You know what I'm saying? By just learning. Like when I used to watch Roots, man, that shit, that encouraged me, bro. I was encouraged by a lot of this stuff. So that's what I'm saying. So with all of that information, that's what I'm just saying. I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying, what good have we done if we're not doing anything with it now? Area code 314. I think this is Brother Pionki, Elder Pionki. Peace. Is this you, Brother Pionki?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Elder? How you doing, Elder?
You know, you say you bought a lot of books. My library consists of over. How you doing, Dave? My library consists of over 2,000 volumes.
Ooh!
And every time I bought one, I bought one for my grandson.
Yes, sir.
But you know, Jesse Lee Peterson is not no seller. What did he buy into? You know, people say these. Well, hell, they call me that because I don't agree with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Pionki, I used to disagree with you a long time ago. I used to argue with you at first because, again, I was on this, my blackity-black thing, and I thought, because I'm going to tell you that, and I ain't mean to cut you, I'm going to let you go back. Because remember, it was a thing you said, you think you was, I ain't going to say you was happy, I'm trying to remember. You was happy or something, your ancestors came on a slave ship, and me and my thought process back then, oh, boy, that just drove me over the damn edge. But
yeah, you lost your mind that night.
Yeah, you know. But now I have a different outlook, and I look at things different now. And like certain things Pionki used to come over here and say, now I can understand what the elder was presenting and saying now. But when I was in that mind,
right,
trying to stay in that box.
Okay.
Go ahead, Elder.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you were where you were. Hey, I was too at one point in time.
Yes, sir.
But you know what I want to speak on is Congress is completely out of control. Here they are passing a law that's going to protect against anti-Semites. Well, the Constitution says the Congress shall not recognize no religion. And in the law they say that Jews have a right to practice their do. You're not supposed to protect. So what are you going to pass a law for Baptists and Protestants and Catholics? You're going to pass a law for Nubians, Hebrews, Muslims, same sexes? They're completely out of control. And I don't care what anybody, and people, that land belongs to the palace. It don't belong to no Jews. That's there today, especially that government. They need to get out of the people's land. And you know a funny thing about it? They talk about how the Iron Dome shot down 99% of the Iranian drones.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen at this. Hell, they had headlights on them. They had headlights on them. You didn't need no Iron Dome. All you needed was a good pair of binoculars, and you could see them coming.
Damn.
So you spent all that money for something that you could have accomplished with a pair of binoculars and a 30-06. It goes to show you how bamboozled people are and how they are money laundering and enriching a few people's pockets. It just don't make any sense.
Right. And then, yeah. Elder Pionki, when they say anti-Semitic, don't they? Well, they do know, but they know the people don't know. Hell, you saying Semitic? You're talking about Arabs. You talk about some of the Arabs and all of these other people. It just don't mean so-called, as they say, so-called Jewish people. But there's a lot of people who's so-called Shemitic. And that Semitic,
yeah,
anti-Semitic
right.
is a fake made-up name anyway. That's how they get people, bamboozle people with that.
Israel's
That's
a
whole
made-up name.
Go ahead, brother.
That name, that country wasn't exist. They created it at the Balfour Conference.
There you go.
But here's the point. If you was in my living room, I'm going to work and do everything I can to get you out of there.
Man.
Do everything I can. And then they got, in the Philadelphia School District, they got teach the Holocaust as mandatory. It's something that didn't even happen on American soil. And blacks go along with that stuff. What about your history? Why is your kids learning about something that many dispute? It don't make no sense. It don't make any sense whatsoever. And I don't understand how people are so gullible to fall for this stuff. Here it is, yes, 2024. Here you had the ADL back in 1995 told black preachers, pastors, not to let their congregation attend the Million Man March. Don't let them go. That's some of that evil, racist paracas. Oh, baby, now that. But now they put a mandate in the Philadelphia school district system that you have to teach it. And Philadelphia school system is the majority black, and nobody's saying nothing. They ain't teaching my kids that. They're not teaching my kids that. I don't give a damn what they say. And we got to put our foot down and stop all that damn nonsense.
Yes, sir. I want to show. I got two things, but I'm gonna say one. I want to find a definition of one right fast. What's this? Ashkenazi. Now, here's something from my Jewish encyclopedia. Okay, I got it right here. First of all, let me give you Ashkenazi. Ashkenaziism. It says, now this is a Jewish encyclopedia. It says Ashkenaziism, literally Germans. So an Ashkenazi Jew is literally a German. But remember now, they was telling you Hitler, he hated the Jews. Now, but damn, remember, but they Ashkenazis. They were Jews. The Germans were, Ashkenazi were Germans.
You got your YouTube where you can bring it up?
I have one. And then I'm going to give you one more, Priyanka, and I looked it up. Here's anti-Semitism. In this same Jewish encyclopedia, it said, now here's what they call it. They said the hatred of Jews, the purpose of anti-Semitism in its active political phrase is to degrade the Jews by removing their civil, political, social, economical, and religious rights, and finally by exterminating them. It said the term first appeared the term appeared to have been first used in Germany in 1879. So if we just speak about, like, we could be on here right now and say the Jews this, the Jews that. We anti-Semitic. But how are we actually, as they say, removing their civil, political, social, and economic and religious rights by, let's just saying, the Jews? Like they said, somebody with Kanye West was just saying the Jews on Hollywood. How was he being anti-Semitic, according
he
to that definition?
Anti. He got as much right. So I guess Sammy Davis Jr. would have been anti-Semitic, too. On YouTube,
yes,
pull up Helen, H-E-L-E-N, a woman's name, Thomas, remark on Israel.
I remember. Okay.
Helen Thomas. You're going to see a woman with lipstick on, elderly woman, her face. Helen Thomas remarks on Israel, the Jews. But no, you're right. And, you know, the Germans used to complain that they couldn't get their money out of the Jewish banks to develop their stuff. Well, don't blacks complain about that, too? Don't blacks say that they got banks in their neighborhood that they can't borrow money from, which is their money that they deposit in order to start their own business? Don't they say that, too?
Yes, sir.
Something commonplace about this thing, man.
Yeah, I found the 36 second. Let me see if this is here. I know I remember seeing her before. Let me see if this.
Any comments on Israel? We're arresting everybody today. Any comments?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Tell us one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. Not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
You think the Jews go back to Poland and Germany?
And America and everywhere else.
Yes, sir. That was it. Hey, 30 seconds of facts, straight truth.
30 seconds of straight truth.
Yeah, and she was ostracized for that.
And so what's so powerful what she says, right? I used to, like I said, stay away from, you know, listen to brothers. I don't buy them white folks books. But you know what? I had some style telling me, you got to get nosy, Brother Sunray. You got to get nosy, man. Hey, damn all that. So I started buying a lot of the Jewish books because I started seeing they said Jewish. I was told to stay away from them. That's them white folks stuff. So I started bought this book called A Pictorial History of Jewish People. You know what she said? Go back to Poland. Go back to Germany. Go back to France. And I be doggone. In this book that I have, that's what it talked about. It tells you about a lot of these people, what, like the so-called Jewish people, where they came from. And here they got in here. It says Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, France, England, Germany, Venice, and Russia. Yeah, they tell you all of these places they come from.
People try to look at that as being an ethnic group. No, it's the followers of a damn religion. There ain't no ethnic group.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what they try to do. Make it look like it's an ethnic group. I was born. If you anywhere on your on your birth certificate, does it say you were born a Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran? Huh?
Yeah.
It ain't on there.
And look up when you look up Khazarians, the Khazarian Jews, and they have a history. Remember the guy Arthur Kessler? They criticized him and that book is fake, all that bull. But it's in the Encyclopedia of Britannica. They tell you how the Khazarians became so-called Jews. They converted, like I said, to the religion of Judaism. And it Khazars.
If they want to do that, but see that's what they do. See, the landmass never existed back in the old days. It's an offshoot of Isis, the Greek goddess, El, the Canaanite, and Ra from Egypt. But it was created in 1948, thought of by Theodore Herschel and Arthur Balfour. Arthur Balfour hated black folk. You can read his writings. And guess where the land was really going to be at, they was talking about? Uganda. Could you imagine a bunch of whites coming back to the Uganda, getting off on the airport saying, we back?
I heard that before somewhere. I heard that.
That's a bunch of bull crap. Some people is made up this. And then they talk about it was created by a United Nations partition. What does partition mean? Partition means you take something and divide it up.
That's right. And it's funny, well, everything what you're saying, well, I ain't not about the Africa, but this Jew, and it's so funny. Like I said, you want to hide something from a black person, hell, just anybody now, put it in a book. This Jewish, I have two Jewish, encyclopedias. This the other one, the Pictorial Jewish History, it shows you all this stuff, and it's in there. This Jewish encyclopedia that I bought off eBay for probably about $20 or less, it has all that history in there. It breaks down everything about the Balfour Confederation. I mean, it break it all down. Like I said, Ashkenazi, they literally mean German. That's what Ashkenazi, the Sephardic, they from Spain, is right there in their book. They don't hide it. They put it in their own books. They know a lot of, like us folks, especially the dumbass Hebrew Israelites. I'm going to say it. I said it, y'all. Yeah, they'll be one of them screaming, hollering. They not going to read this history. They ain't going to read that. But it's right there in the book.
Idi Amin.
They tell you.
Idi Amin, president of Uganda. Mm-hmm. He studied with and trained with the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces.
Mm.
And after that, here they come wanting to make some deal, have access to natural resources in Uganda. Either me told him to go to hell.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. And what was that guy named, Bianca? He was an Egypt president, told him that the real Jews left black and now they came back white?
Yeah, that was Nasser.
Yeah.
Emil Nasser. And that's true.
Yeah. All you said, there'll never be peace in that land.
It's
because
never going to be no peace. Would you have them see somebody in your living room, man? Think about it. It ain't going to never be no peace. And see, their birth rate, they white.
Mm.
Netanyahu, the school in Philadelphia. They white.
Wow.
and their birth rate is less than a one. That's why they're killing up these Palestinians. It's genocide because the Palestinians are having babies left and right. When they done Operation Solomon and brought those black Ethiopians who originally from the area, they sterilized the black Ethiopian women and put them on birth control. Why? Because they don't want them having babies.
They dogging them out over there.
You know, when you can't have babies, when you can't have babies, there's a problem with you and quote-unquote God. You cursed.
Yep.
You are cursed.
And Bianca, have you heard that DNA test over there is basically outlawed? You cannot take a DNA test over there? Like, you know, people over here taking, what was that? Dave, what you said? Ancestry.com. Excuse me. They say it's outlawed over there. You can't take a DNA test. You had to go through so many loops and loopholes that you can't do it.
Don't want people to start thinking. That's what it is.
Yep. They don't want them to find the truth. Yeah. You can't take
just
it over
like
there.
It's like in Dalton, Alabama. Any Jewish family that moved to Dalton, that group would give the family $50,000 to buy homes and all that stuff. You ain't give no black people no $50,000 when they moved to Dalton, Alabama. They're evil.
So, Bianchi, yes, sir. Bianchi, so let's go back to something you said. It was for Palestine. So that land is still would it still be considered Canaan land? A Canaan, which was
it? Canaan, the Canaanites, the Phoenicians. Phoenicians founded Carthage. They all come from the Lebanon area. You know how you know? Being that the war is going on, where are they running to? They're running back home. They ain't running to France, the Palestinians. They ain't running down to, they not running down to Mali. They running back home to Lebanon.
That's, right.
That's where they originated from.
Yeah.
Some of them, not all of them. The land was black. It was Egypt. Egypt controlled all that. You think Egypt was going to let that type of a force, Joshua and all that crazy stuff on their borders? No, they wasn't going to have it.
I was just going to ask you about that, about the about Egypt had that as one of the colonies.
You're damn right. They had a buffer. Just like the United States has got a buffer around it. You got the Atlantic Ocean on one side, the Pacific on the other. Then you got through the Monroe Doctrine, your control of the Caribbean islands. Those are buffers. You got all the Alaska wilderness to the north. That's a buffer.
Yes, sir. And have you ever heard of that land is... Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You just can't have your border where you can step across in your enemy land. He step across in yours. It's a buffer.
Yes, sir.
Building a wall is nothing new. Hell, they talked about building wall. Hey, what did Joshua at the Battle of Jericho do? He marched around what? The walls.
Yeah.
And the walls come tumbling down.
Yes, sir. Okay, have you ever, I've heard this before. Like I said, I didn't know extensive research on it myself. But I've heard some people say that land, what they call in Israel, is still a part of the African tectonic plate or sits on it. Is that, you ever heard that? Or?
Absolutely, it sits on the African tectonic plate. Arabic is an African language. That's not on the continent. Basically, not on the continent. The Suez Canal wasn't there all the time.
That's right. Yes,
Arabic, Kemetic, Hamitic, those are African languages.
African language. Yes, sir.
Where did they go to school? They didn't have no schools. Greek. You know, funny thing too. If God was all knowing and He named everything, none of the planets is named. They all named after the Greeks and the Romans. Blacks run around with Nike tennis shoes on. Nike was a Greek goddess.
Greek goddess. That's right.
Hey, Bianchi. Hey, Bianchi.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that out, Bianchi. Now, Moray, Aria, you already know why I'm going with this for y'all messianics. Who now? I don't know what religion you subscribe to, but is Jesus a Greek word for Zeus?
That's a good damn question. Good question.
Where did Jesus really come from? Because, you know, Me and Moray R.E.I., Liberation Tabernacle, y'all, we're non-Messianic Hebrews. And we don't subscribe to Jesus. We don't believe in him. We don't, because it's, you know, it's not, you know, with Hebrew, it's not with our Hebrew culture. Jesus come from. Because a lot of times I've been saying Jesus is Zeus, and Zeus is Jupiter.
Dave, I told you I had a theology book, Dave. I gave it away, man. It was actually a Bible college, a theology school, seminary school. They had that in there, Dave. Man, I wish I never gave that book away. It had it in there. They talk about how when they was trying to, as they claim, translate over the name from Greek, they was tried to use Zeus. They was going to use Zeus. And know how people say it in the country community sometimes, Jah Zeus. They actually had it, brother, in this a Bible seminary course. And it was in there. But you're right, though. Some of that is this Jesus stuff and somehow stuff, how they have it. Remember, that's how the New Testament was written in Greek, right? So a lot of that philosophy about the tale about him being the Son of God, all that is a lot of Greek stuff. Because, again, you got to remember a lot of the people who converted a lot of to Judaism were Greeks. A lot of them do who converted over to Judaism at one time during the Hellenistic period. It were a lot of Greeks who did convert to Judaism. And they brought a lot of their tradition and so-called their fake philosophy into it. Yeah, so
well,
you're right.
The word Yahshua means savior. But I don't like to get into them arguments because people get scared, you know. But just like the coming back of Jesus, whites today...
Oh, shit.
Is he's their savior and is going to come with a sword on a white horse.
Mm.
Well, I'll be glad when he do. And I'll tell you one thing, he ain't coming to no Palestine because everybody there is going to kill him. He need to go back to Rome.
Damn. Yep. Seize your boy here.
Hey, Peon, is now, you know Messianic Hebrews say Jesus is black. Jesus white, right?
Jesus is
white,
as
right?
We know him, yes. I'm right. New Testament, Jesus is white. They use that stuff like lamb's wool, hair like lamb's wool, and feet like bread. Well, here's the thing. The follicles of lamb hair are round. They're not flat. That causes it to curl like it does with blacks from sub-Saharan Africa. Even your follicles, I've never seen you, pull a piece of your hair follicle out and put it on the magnifying glass. It's flat. That's why it curls.
Yep.
And bronze, which is part brass, does not have carbon in it. It won't turn black. Matter of fact, welders use brass strips as backup when they're making a weldment. And if it had carbon in it, it would deteriorate the weld. It would fail.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And Bianca, what y'all said, I used to think that whole, because I was listening to them people, but when I started, I got a theology, not a theology, it's a Bible, from a theology, black Christians who came up with the African Heritage Dictionary and stuff, and I started reading their thing, and they started going in, talking about, and do the history, how a lot of the Greeks, because know that the Israelite community always talk about how the Israelites were converted into the Hellenistic period, right? Hellenized. But they don't never tell the part that how a lot of the Greeks converted over to Judaism. So then you go back there, you know how they talk about Hanukkah and John Maccabees and all of these people, those were Greeks. So when you go, and I start looking at all this day, you said, by the time you get the so-called Jesus time period, all of them really were white because, again, Herod, were all of them, they were what you call converted Jews. So when them white folks make them damn movie that Jesus was white, I would have to say I think they were right on.
Well, they made that stuff for themselves. Yeah. They got a right to do so. Technically, you didn't know Jesus, the testament Jesus ever exists. If he walked on water, he walked on ice. he walked on ice.
He walked on ice. The youngest he walked on ice. Oh, whoa, whoa, I got to get this.
You ice skating. Hey, you ice skating. Like, skating like Michelle Kwan.
Yeah. But see, we get bamboozled with this stuff. Then they intermingle this with a religious story, with a stolen land, occupied land, and now people are where they are. I got $5. I might have about $7 in my pocket. I got $7 for to bring Jesus back here as quick as possible so he can take these people and go on by their business and leave everybody else the hell alone. I didn't tell him to die for my sins.
No,
you waste your time on that one, buddy.
And he couldn't, because they said he'd have passed over lamb. And the lamb, even in according to the story, the Passover lamb didn't have nothing to do with a sin offering. That's, so hell, they got that whole story wrong. Yeah, it's just a bunch of crap.
Killing kids that's less than 12 years old. It's, so I thought, so what about that going on? So anyway, I don't like even talk about it. I don't like talking about this stuff. It's not.
Oh, but it's good, Bianca.
Time.
You got some people. We noticed. We know where we're going. So you good over here. We ain't talking. Yeah, but it had to be told. Yeah, so the gig is up. And
you
then we'll talk about
important.
Two. Go ahead, brother.
What's more important is these black kids in these schools. Everybody, really. But black kids are not learning. They're not being educated. That's more important to me. They can't read, can't do math. And what are they going to do? Like, he's forgiven these student loans. Well, why is it that when a black student gets to college, they can't maintain the courses, the hard stuff that's paying the money? They take this lightweight stuff. Why? Because they're not being prepared. It is not the child's fault. Don't get me wrong. It is not the child's fault. It's the parents, the family, that community. That was a black responsibility to make sure that their children are being educated so that they can be meaningful in society. That's what it's about. All these other frivolous arguments. You can stay on Colin Kaepernick with taking a knee. Some Negroes need to get two knees to be praying. I have no problem with prayer and religions and morals being in school. Human beings need morals. Just look at it.
With your white Jesus, right? With your white Jesus.
Whatever works, you know, test to be true, whatever they can be. You know who I feared when I was coming up? I feared my grandfather, because he would whoop my ass.
Yes, sir. Just
you got a white Jesus on your wall, Pianki?
I ain't got nothing on my wall. I don't even have a TV. I shot it with my Ithaca 20 gauge years ago.
Yeah, you got to understand the philosophy, you got to understand the philosophy behind it, theology. It's a lot to that.
Okay.
But Bianca, I want to throw out one thing. I want to throw out one thing to Bianca right fast. And this is just my opinion, Bianca. Just my personal opinion. And I say really they not trying. We can hang it up about them educating, spending money to educate children nowadays. Hell, just grown ups too. They don't care about educating you anymore because they want to try to replace us with AI anyway. So they're not going to spend money on education anymore because look at a lot of these jobs are being replaced with robots and artificial intelligence. So why would we spend millions and millions of dollars trying to educate y'all because we're going to get ready to replace y'all anyway with artificial intelligence? So we don't need to educate y'all anymore. If you do get educated, that's on your own. But go ahead, brother.
That's up to the parents. It's up to the parents to make sure their kids are educated. I made sure mine was. They didn't take no government money for no state one scholarship because nobody else could qualify for them.
Yeah. So you've got to try to go to college and get it, you know, trying to come out of college and bugology, study bugs. You damn near wasted your time. You better go get some. And they, what's it, Valuetainment on YouTube. I like their podcast. They had a great thing on there talking about AI. And they were showing how people talking about these jobs, a lot of the jobs, man, high career paying careers is going to be in computer technology, learning how to repair these computers, learning how AI.
They need to know how to master AI. People talking about, let's learn how to speak Swahili. Hell, no, you learn how to speak basic, Fortran, Python. You learn how to speak those damn machine languages that control that AI control. That's what you need to learn how to do.
Somebody
paying you no money to speak Swahili.
You got to get involved. All this, you know, going to chef school and all that. Hey, that's fine. No, you got to eat with
chef school. Ain't that something else?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what it is today. Yeah, man, that's why they don't care about it, educate these children. Yeah, they like, we don't need y'all anymore.
No, they
like,
don't.
Like, what's his name? The guy with Tesla, Elon Musk. Hell, he talking about incorporating you with the computers anyway, migrating humans and the computers together anyway.
Well, you remember that movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Children?
I remember it, but I don't know if I ever really watched it.
Yeah, the scientist was doing some experiment, and he shrunk his children down to nano size, where they could get in your bloodstream and ride around your body and wage war against whatever it was that you were suffering from. That might be a possibility. You know, one thing that Trump made reference to in his 47 points is vertical lift cars. That there is going to be a reality. And we need to be doing some stuff on that for your kids.
Yeah. And remember they had the movies like with Bruce Willis, Surrogates, and all of this stuff. You sitting at home, but you're sitting at home with the little hat on your head and your computer out doing your work. They had another one where they can put your consciousness, and they've been talking about this stuff, put your consciousness inside of a robot. So your consciousness can live on inside of a robot. You gone, but your physical.
You
yeah,
remember
all
that
this
computer program?
Hey,
Hal was about ready to start World War III. Hal, I forget what the name of the movie.
That's right,
Hal.
And you know, even with the military is cutting down on jobs because of the fact that AI is replacing a lot of the damn gun shooters. They don't even need people in the front line. They got robots doing that shit.
Yep.
That's right.
Like they were talking about drones. You ain't lying.
Elon Musk with that heavy lift rocket that come back and land on the pad vertically, that there is something else. You only saw that with certain drones that would do that, use that technology.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be the future. Artificial gravity, quantum propulsion, and all that's going to be the future. And our children need to be hands-on with that chemistry sets, electric magnetism, all those things. They need to have that experience so you can see what they have an innate ability for.
Yes, sir. What did you say, Brother Alpha Male?
Oh, I was about to say that Elon Musk is just the front man. DARPA and all kind of government agencies funding that. He's not the genius that he's portrayed to be, but he got some hell of a backing, though.
Yeah. When his family involved in something, his family was involved in a lot of stuff, too, wasn't it, when Alpha Male?
Well, he comes from a meager beginning now.
But there was
he related to Tesla?
I don't know about that. I know he said something. His family was into. They was into something. They was in all this stuff. That's how he got involved in all this. You know, the computer and brain stuff. There's some I saw. But what you?
Well,
I think
you know
can. Say something about Alpha Male.
When I was coming up, I'm a ham radio operator, KT0J, have an extra class. I was an electronic freak. I was building there. I built robots. I built a robot for my daughter. The robot had sonar. It had infrared. It could roam, and it was stood about 30 inches tall. It would wake her up in the morning, do math with her. It wouldn't run into anything. When it felt that its power was going down, it would locate its charger and back up into it and charge itself.
Dang.
So all those things are possible. I had a computer van that I used to open the doors by saying, open sesame. Had trip computers and all that stuff on it. So, yeah, we got people out there that's doing that stuff. Huh?
Hey, Bianchi, have you been in touch with Ramazus at all?
Who, Ramesses in Philadelphia?
Yeah. Have you been in touch with him at all?
No, I have not. I sent him a lot of
books. I have his contact information if you want to get it. You can just let me know or let Sunray know, and I'll relay it to him, and he'll give it to you.
But, no, that's what we have to do is make sure, please, make sure your children and grandchildren are educated, man. Don't let them get caught up by somebody else's whim like what we see going on in these schools today. Introducing these kids with all this illicit mess. Fight that. Just fight it.
Hey, Sunray, one time Pianki sent some books to the UNIA in Philly, and we all received the books, and, you know, they were some really good books that Pianki sent to the UNIA.
But no, I'm going to get off here and let y'all have your show back, but I just wanted to bring that up. And I'm not.
I wanted to take your white Jesus from you before you go. I wanted to steal your white Jesus from you. You going to run off first?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You could take a whole stadium and fill them up and get them off of that. Next hour, they fill it back up, and you got to start all over again.
You know, the Jesus thing didn't start till 325 A.D. at the Nicene Council. And this name, Jesus, is never meant to be spoken in any other language than Spanish because the root of the word is from Latin, or it's a Latin word that means Jesus. And many people in the Latin world are named Jesus this and that, Jesus Rodriguez, Jesus Augustus,
yeah.
Jesus, you know, different names, but it's spelled J-E-S-U-S. And, you know, if you translate it, of course you're going to say Jesus, but it's really ignorant to even say that because the name is Jesus straight up and down. Nobody who speaks Spanish says Jesus. They all say Jesus, and they say, you say Jesus Christ, we say Jesus Cristo, because that's the name that they call the man. Okay, and then furthermore, and zero, you got this calendar here, okay, you say 20 B.C., then you say 10 B.C., 5 B.C., 4, 3, 2, 1 B.C., then you at where? I'm calling it zero. Right after zero comes 1 A.D., 2 A.D., all the way to 10 A.D., 15, 20 A.D., Where is the Jesus birth within 0 to 1? 0 to 1 before B.C. and A.D. There's no birth. This person didn't exist in this kind of way. This is a translated, this is a plagiarized deity from Heru who did get translated into Zeus for the Greeks and then changed into Jesus for the Spanish. Okay? And then here you go with the description. His hair was like lamb's wool. His hair and his head was white, like lamb's wool. Lamb's wool can only be from an African-American, a phenotype of a person that's Negro that have this kind of a hair like lamb's wool. When I was a little kid, my mom took us over to some white people house to babysit us. The man rubbed my hair. He said, your hair is like lamb's wool. The white man said that he knew that his hair wasn't like lamb's wool, but he rubbed mine. He said, your hair is like lamb's wool. I was 6 years old.
But just you didn't hear Pianki's presentation
white,
earlier.
Hair like lamb's wool or not. I ain't finished. I listened to you. And then
But you didn't hear Pianki's presentation when he broke down that lamb's wool presentation earlier. So you dismissed
it. No, but he claimed that's white people hair. I heard it. He claimed that's white people hair like lamb's wool. That's ridiculous, mister. And then the brass, the copper, it's describing the color of the skin of the person rather. If his skin is brass, he can't have two things. You can't be white and brown at the same time. Now, his face ain't hardly, if he got hair like lamb's wool, he ain't hardly got no white face. And his hair hardly wasn't white if he's only 33 years old. But there's no record of really this because, like I said, you got 1 B.C., you got 0, 1 A.D. Where's the 33 missing years at?
Yes, they got some people here in America got gray hair like a mud, and they in their 30s.
You know,
I ain't never seen nobody with full white hair on the 33 years old, all white hair.
I can show you my supervisor's hair. I can show you my supervisor.
You know what? This is
I ain't finished. I was almost done. Y'all ain't going to let me finish?
But I know Priyanki said he got to roll out. Then we can finish it. I know Priyanki got to. We're going to finish
sure,
out.
I'm sure. I stole his white Jesus.
No,
that's
what
I intended
to
do.
I want you to do when you get a chance. Take a magnifying glass, pull out a frolic of your hair, and look and see if it's not flat.
It ain't flat, fool. It's a nine-fold hair thing we got. Black people got nine-fold hair. We don't got no flat, straight, stringy hair.
No.
Okay.
We got lamb's wool hair.
Well, I don't know what ethnicity you are.
Yeah, whatever. You know what ethnicity I am. I'm not acting foolish and stupid.
Look, now, you say what you want to
you
say.
You got straight, stringy hair, then just say I got straight, stringy hair. Just admit it.
My hair,
don't claim the rest of us black folks got straight, stringy hair.
The
we don't have
it. On my hair and the follicles on my wife's hair, who's from the Volta region in Ghana, is flat.
I know. Just like, what his name was, those senators from New York. What's his name? Adam Clayton Powell kind of hair, right? You got Cecil B.
Adam
Moore
Clayton
kind of
Powell
hair, right? Yeah, I'm sure.
Adam Clayton Powell is mixed. And another thing, Cushites.
You probably
you
mixed,
about
too.
The Cushites in the Bible, 2 Kings 19 and 35, when it was the Cushites that rescued Jerusalem from the onslaught of the Assyrians. Sennacherib was coming down on Jerusalem. And the Cushites done it because it was their kissing kin. This was about 701 B.C. There was no Judaism at that time. And there surely wasn't no Christianity nor any Islam. Mm-hmm. 2 Kings 19:35, it talks about Taharqa. Then it plagiarized and said that the mice ate up the quiver feathers on the arrows. Well, that's a lie. But that's how that stuff began. But no, you take a magnifying glass and take your kid that's got peppercorn hair, the follicles are flat. The follicles on a sheep are not flat. And brass does not have carbon in it. That's why when you burn it, it don't get black. But anyway, people sooner or later learn for themselves.
It was to describe the color, not to say that he actually was a brass person, man. Come on. It was saying the color
say,
of his skin was bronze like a black person's skin is. Like me and Sunray, we got bronze skin.
All right, well, when I go down into Jinka, Ethiopia, the people down there, their skin is red.
Shoulders.
We got copper color skin. Ain't nobody got no red skin like a red
when
shirt.
When I go down to Jinka in Ethiopia with amongst the Oromo, you got the Jinka, those people's skin are red. Now, some people say it's
my mama's skin
red.
Is red too, but not like a red shirt. They call my mama red bone.
Hey, hey bro, Jay.
They also, and she was light skinned, they called her Faye,
yeah.
F-A-Y-E also. But anyway, I know what I've seen in 8 to 9 years that I spent going into tombs, temples, and pyramids. And
right. You wear your hair straight? You wear your hair straight? You press your hair out still?
Alpha Mill was trying to say something. We're going to let the elder go ahead and get on out of here. I want to hold him up. But what is that,
Alpha Mill? My hair is not straight. But anyway, educate your kids so that they can be able to do what they need to do. I did mine. Put them in the hard stuff if they can handle it. All kids can't handle it. But put them in something other than where they would be directed to, where they would come out being mediocre. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Appreciate it, elder. Appreciate it.
Jesus Cristo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but that's like debatable because has any of y'all been to Italy or Sicily?
Nah.
All right. Yes, well, they got that skin tone it's brown. It's not white. It's like they're brown. You know. It's almost like
some Europeans, some dark skinned Europeans is talking about.
I said Italy or Sicily.
Yeah, yeah. I know they got a little melanin in there a little bit, but it ain't that much.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, you know, you got two types of brass and bronze, right? You have the original form and you have the purified form. Now, the purified form is more orange. Because like
I'm not talking about I'm not really talking about elements and stuff. I'm talking about actually they just saying describing the color. You can compare it as a copper. Like they describe all the black people when they first got arrived in America. Oh, they copper color. All these black people copper color. Okay, these copper color in the Bible. It's the same thing. His skin was bronze like bronze or whatever. That's copper color. If you look at your skin, you copper color too. Look at your penny. Penny next to your skin. What color is a penny?
I am not.
Copper.
I am not copper color.
Oh, you real light skin. I thought you was a mulatto.
You know, something's wrong with you tonight. But anyhow,
yeah, you got to talk about his. You got to talk about his savior. Hey, that what I go say, Dave.
He real light skin. That's why.
See, Dave. Now he's not a 5%er. Now he's not with the nation. See, now he going back to his Christianity. You see that? See, they get to talking about Jesus. You see what happened then? But Justin, there are some people in India right now that we don't consider black, but they dark skinned like a mother sucker. They got straight hair.
That's right.
You'll call them a Hindu, but you ain't going to say they black, but they dark. Now, they fit that description.
They are. They are Indian. They probably be what they are.
Yes, Justice. You know Jesus is white, right?
Excuse me?
Him pale face.
Excuse me? I know you know Jesus never existed. Never walked the face of the earth with a... No man ever walked in the face of the earth with the name Jesus Christ.
What are we talking about?
So,
if you can prove it, I'll give you $1,000.
Well, what are you talking about? Right. You just sat there and tried to argue with Pionki about how he looked.
I'm telling you, they whitewashed the Bible.
Well, who were you arguing with? Okay, who were you arguing about him having hair like lamb's wool and all of that stuff with Pionki about?
Look,
who was
I'm
that dude?
I'm showing y'all the flaws in the whole story.
No, because I'm trying to say you just argued with the elder about him having and started talking about
Jesus.
The elder was wrong. So who you was talking about? Because the Bible that you talking about that you probably got that out of, you read, got Jesus in it. It's just like them crazy-ass Israelites that be on the corner be talking about Yahweh Shai and Jesus ain't the same person. But they be reading out of the goddamn King James Version that got Jesus in it. They don't say Yahweh Shai in the King James Version.
Right. So,
y'all gotta be able to.
It's the same person. See, just here's the thing.
Dodge the hijack. They hijack.
It's the same person. Don't let people play you with that word game bullshit. It's the same person because here we go. You can read the King James 16:11, and it's gonna say Jesus. It's not gonna say Jesus. It's not gonna say Yeshua. It's gonna say Jesus. It's the same thing if I go to Arabia somewhere and I go to a Arabic church. Now, notice what I say, a Christian church, and I got a Bible in there. It's in Arabic. What name would be in there that says God? Well, I'm using English now. But what name would they have as God in that Arabic Christian Bible?
Allah.
Do you know? Allah. Wow. I thought that was the Muslim God, though.
Jesus
I thought that
is not,
Allah
is
was for the Muslims.
Things.
Hold on, check it out.
Right,
check it out.
See,
I'm saying that. Hold on. Slow down. Slow it down, Kimbo Sabi. I thought Allah was the Muslim God. How is
that's
the Bible? How is the only in the Quran you should see Allah in the Quran? How would I see Allah in a Christian Bible?
When you see the word Allah-luyah, there you have it. Because sometimes you're going to run across.
Come on now, stay with me where I'm at. Don't
Allah
you trying to jump? You trying to go? You got to stay in first grade now. You trying to go to second grade now? We got to stay in first grade first. They got to answer that one. How is it that you? How you got in the Quran in Arabic? It has Allah, and you have the King. Well, I'm gonna say. Another Bible, just say King James Version in Arabic, but both of them has the word a lion, and how is that?
I'm showing you, if you take the H off of hallelujah, there you're going to see hallelujah.
No,
sometimes
you're running.
You will come across that
let me answer
Bible
for you because you ain't
you.
Let me answer for you because you ain't going with it. Because why you would see? Notice what I'm. You got a Christian. Now this is Arab. Here's an Arab, and he got a Bible in Arabic, and he got a Quran in Arabic. Notice what I'm saying. It's Arabic. So Allah, you will see Allah. That word, what we call in English, God, is going to be written whether he's a Christian or he's a Muslim. As just the way that they pronounce what we call God in English, Allah. That's why it could be in there in the Christian Bible. No, brother. That's what I'm saying. See, just like that's why we getting caught up in language. Again, if Jesus would be, like I said again, if they change it from Isus, Jesus the same goddamn person if I don't know, I'm just going to put it like that. That's why you can have messianics. They believe they got the same about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I got messianic Bibles. One, they might have Yahshua in it. Another one might have Yehoshua in it. What's that other? I got a Hallelujah Bible, got Yehoshua in it. Got a King James Version, got Jesus in it. You get a 1611, which I don't have, that have Isus in it. It's the story about the same person. I ain't talking about whether he existed or not. You're dealing with different languages. You dealing with the different languages and translation. It's
that's
the
right.
story about the same
it.
Fucking person. Now, if I had
I
one in
it.
Pig Latin, it might call him some in Pig Latin, but the story is about the same person. That's why they translate the Bible in different languages for you to be able to understand the story, but the story is about the same person. No, that's why you say the Mexicans call them what they call them? Jesus. That's Spanish. They still the same fucking person, but you have to.
That's
we
where it
say
all
things
from.
In different
that's
languages.
That's where the Jesus story started. It's from the Latin root of the word Jesus. That's where
it
began.
No, it didn't, brother. It would have started. It would listen. Hold up, bro. It would have started with the Jews of that day. They would have been saying Yahshua. Later, people picked it up during the Greeks, because you don't even have a Christianity without Judaism. Did you know that?
I'm talking about in 325 A.D.
No,
when
damn
they began
the Greek.
To come up
damn
with this
the Greek,
story
bro.
Of this
you
dude
can't,
that was see, the rap is
you
got to
get the timeline
the
right,
bro.
You got to get your timeline right. You do not have a. Notice what was Jesus supposed to have been a Jew, right? You don't have a Christianity without Judaism. That started with so-called Jews who might have been converts. It started with that. And the whole idea, that's why we was breaking down and talking about the Messiah last time. On the last, what was it, last show day or something we did? Breaking down the Messiah. You got to understand that whole concept. So there is no Christianity without Judaism. So they would have been saying probably Yahshua, this person was Yahshua or Yahshua. All that other shit came later, all that Jesus and all that. Like you talk about the Nicene Creed. That whole story about him already existed way before Nicene Creed. That was just how they was going to change shit. But that whole story had been in circulation about this person who was supposed to have been the Messiah. That came from the Jews. Who Messianic Jews. Way before a fucking Roman or Greek even got involved in that what you call in Christianity. Study your time.
I could debate you on that, you know. But
oh,
I
would love for you to
do.
You wouldn't make it.
No, you would.
You wouldn't make it out the first gear with that motherfucking thing.
No, I don't want to really go down that kind of.
I know you don't. You wouldn't make it out of first gear.
I know, because you know.
Because you don't know the history.
Tape.
I'm trying to help you out and show you the history. The Bible is simple. If you would just go to the Bible and you would see he was a Jew, so how you going to say Jesus if he was a so-called Jew? You got to go back to the Hebrew. That's simple.
How come Vladimir Putin got his own thing that he was hiding away?
And I'm glad you mentioned that.
3 weeks ago.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
He chose his Jesus from Russia.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And that is the that is the bamboozle they've been fucking with y'all black folk. I ain't gonna say y'all black. They've been fucking with black folk with that bullshit right there. I'm glad I was meant to mention that early. I'm glad you mentioned that. It got black folks boys so happy. Oh, see there? Putin done brought out black Jesus. That's some bullshiggity. Y'all so happy because Putin. Go ahead, brother.
It in gold. That joint was gold.
What you said, brother Alpha Male?
You remember the Catholic did that about the I don't know if they call it Mary or the Madonna and Child, and they show everybody a black photo. Everybody,
Yep,
yo, he got a whole big museum full of black archive people that was original Jews and the Christians and all that from way, way back. Vladimir just released all this stuff, and all his people, they blown away by it. They thought, they think it's the best thing they've ever seen. And these is all these white Jewish, Russians and all these people that go visit the museum that Vladimir is letting everybody see this stuff that nobody ever seen before.
That don't mean that's still a bullshit story. I don't give a fuck what he brought out. That whole narrative about that Jesus Yahshua is a bunch of bullshit. Right. That's before Putin even time. Putin might be a Christian. I don't know what his religious belief is. If he's a Christian, he would pull out some fucking shit talking about a Jesus. And now black folks who don't even believe, black folks just so happy that he pulled out something that looks so called black. And you know, and oh, see there? Yeah, come on, bro. They on bamboozle.
That,
that's how I tell you. You can always get black
that's
people
right.
when you start saying the
that's
word
right.
black and pull out black. You can get motherfuckers to follow Jim,
thing,
be another
thing,
Jim Jones just because you pull out a black picture.
Hold on. I got a side note. Now, this is one thing I don't want you to get past. Now, we were talking about this thing, and now the Muslims, they don't think that Jesus is God. They say he's a prophet. And then, you know, the Christians believe that Jesus is God. So that's the difference. They said, well, look, we acknowledge him and he could be a prophet, but we ain't going to call him God with y'all. We say Allah is God.
Hold up. I thought Christians looked at Jesus as the Savior because they believe in the Trinity, right?
Uh-huh.
Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost.
That's right.
But see, they put Jesus and God all at one, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and God all at one to them. But the Muslims don't do that. They just say Allah is the God and Muhammad is the prophet and Jesus is the prophet for the Christian.
So that's where that you hear some of the older black ladies talking about that Jesus was God in the flesh.
Yep.
Right on.
But he's God. Why would he need, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. They treat it like he's the creator of the universe. But that's how they treat Jesus, like he's the creator of the universe, but he not.
But that's what some of them, even, but they get a lot of that silly ass shit from Paul. Paul taught that. Paul taught that theology.
Teach them.
He taught lies.
Yeah.
I know that's one of your favorite ones. He's going to talk about what Paul did and mess up people's ways of thinking.
Like I said, I would rather go back to Islam before I fuck with Christianity. Because I learned that from, because that's what you're right. Because Islam will tell you no. Because Islam even tell you in the Quran, they said they came because the Jews and the Christians changed their book and they perverted their book. They say that. But they said, that's why they say they follow the laws of the Torah. But they do say, and some Jews will say that. They might say, we don't have no problem if he was a teacher or he was a rabbi. They some might say, you know, Orthodox might say he was a rabbi. We ain't got no problem with that. But all this Messiah stuff, they might say, yeah, he was a teacher or something. Like the Arabs, like say he was a prophet, they have no problem with that. But when you start like Islam say, you cannot subscribe partners or saying that the Most High, this is what they say, you cannot say beget. Like they said, lemulid, but lemulad. You cannot say that to be that God begets, no, he begotten. When you say that word begotten, they say you bring the Most High down to an animal state, said he had sex, actually had physical sex with Mary. They like, hell no. That's why they say that.
That's
nope,
what they doing.
No, he's begotten.
Yeah. After what I'm seeing right now, I think I'd just settle for being butt naked in the wilderness.
I was ain't going to Islam though, but yeah.
No, because I mean, everybody knows, but they don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to go inside yourself, man, because the answer's there, and that's what trips me out about a lot of people. They say they believe in the creator, but they don't believe that the Creator created them. You know, when you start a garden, you know, you put love into that garden. You make sure the soil's right. You tend to them. You knock the bugs off. So those plants grow up with your energy, the care you put into it. So if the Creator created us, He took care. He groomed us. So if we look inside, we'll find all the answers we need.
Word up.
Every single time that we look at organizations, they all fall.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So, yeah, I'd rather be in the woods with a spear and a lion cloth and just get more into me.
Yes, sir. And Brother Alpha Man, you know what the coldest part, though, that I found out, and I've really been, as I really just research and look at a lot of this stuff, that's why I say I think people might need to go back in a time. Either we go back in a time capsule, go back to when they was writing this stuff and this philosophy, or they come back and they come back in the time from the dead or whatever, and they come tell us exactly, hey, man, that stuff we was writing, bro, that stuff is, that was our philosophy back then. It's like our religion. Cause, and I got to say this. And I said I was going to do a video, but I got to see how to actually just put it in words to do it. And I got to say this out of all sincerity. A lot of Israelites say that, and I hear it only from the Israelite community, so-called Black Israelites community, is that this is not our religion. This is a way of life. This is a culture, our culture. This is our heritage. Somewhat that is true, but some of it is, it is a spiritual system. It is a part. It is some religion to it. All of it is not about heritage. That's why I say a lot of, I'm going to say majority of them brothers and sisters who read that Bible don't understand the makeup of that Bible. They don't. It is a religion. For number one, when you go to, I don't give a damn of, I don't know what they call it, they temples or whatever they go to, you're going there, especially on Shabbat, you're going to a worship service. That's a religion. That's religious practices. When you understand truly what religion, and I know they hate that word religion because of maybe certain things associated with Christianity and all this occultism made them hate that word, but they got to understand the makeup of what entails of what a religion is. And it is, when you go back, and going back, just look at all the ancient, I don't give a damn what you go by, and all these ancient civilizations. Yes, they had societies, but a lot of them had religion. A lot of these Kemet cats don't want to acknowledge that. They had religious practices, or maybe they want to just say spiritual traditions. You know, people are so sensitive about words today. They had these things. They did. They worship. Why certain temples, like Alpha Man, you were talking about the pyramids last time. It was not a burial. So, but Egypt had temples. They worship. They worship these certain deities in there. But these Kemet cats today, oh man, it's just science. And a lot of the Israelites don't want to know. For a matter of fact, these rituals, we talk about Passover coming up. Certain things were rituals, like the whole thing about sacrificing. Now, there's no temple today. You ain't sacrificing. It's like Christians might say, well, how you get your sins, cleansed of your sins? Sacrificing never were. And that is actually in Torah and so forth. Even they talk about it in Talmud and all of that. Sacrificing never was really. It was a ritualistic thing, a symbolic type thing. It never was something that you really just got your sins or got you forgiven for your sin. It was certain rituals. And a lot of different cultures did shit in rituals. They believed certain things. And that's no different from the Israelite tradition. They did. They had rituals. Anytime they talked about a god, there was the religion thing. But also Moses, that's why I said in one video, a lot of them so-called commandments were straight from Moses. But that's another thing. So it's a lot that people got to understand when you're dealing with this ancient literature. I don't give a damn if it was from the Mesopotamia, because a lot of this in the Bible as well. It's ancient literature, and that's why I said we had to step back into a time machine and understand exactly what them people were doing back in that day. Like, oh, shit, okay, I see what this is. That's why all of this is wisdom literature. Bible, when you said it, is wisdom literature. It's this, that, and another. Like, people might think, God damn it, Job was an actual real person. No. It's wisdom literature to teach you stories. Like Alpha Male said, certain that. And that's why I always say a lot of that is to teach you about you, but you have to know to understand it. That's why, and I don't fuck with masonry, like, you know, to try to join a lodge. But that's why, again, they would even tell you, we talked about the Ashlar last week, the perfect uncut stone. A lot of this shit is about you building a better you, making, like the Mason say, take a good man and make him better. When you understand these philosophies and this, that, and another, and what you call it, we're talking about Jesus walked on water. They say he probably had to walk on ice then. That story was not a realistic story. And I'm going to give you a little bit, and I like how Dr. York brought this to us when, you know, in a class once. And I said it a couple of times, but he said, when you go out, and I've saw this before, down at the Mississippi River. And we was at like the Sunset Symphony. They were having a music festival down there. And I was listening to the music, but the sun was getting ready. It was, you know, about to set. And we was right on the river anyway. They had the Sunset Symphony. It used to be right down the river. And they call it Tom Lee Park. And as we were down there, the sun was going down. Man, it was a beautiful thing. And then you look at the sun, the motherfucker was like, it was like you could see the sun on the water. And it's like, as it go down, you could see it like it was moving across the water. I was like, I be damn. That's the shit Dr. York was telling us about. And you look at it, I wish y'all could see this shit. It's good if you could see it. And he says when the sun go down, because, you know, we was in Kemetology. He said when that sun walked across the water, he said, you look at it when the sun, as it did walk, it was like it was going across the Mississippi River, like it was moving across, like the, you know, it was reflection, though. He said, that's what it is. Notice the Son of God who walked on water. The actual S-U-N and that walking across like he was walking across that body of water, which was the Mississippi River. I was like, I be goddamn. That shit was cold when I saw it in person. I was like, ain't that a bit? And there's a preacher that tried to do that shit, walk on water. And guess what? His ass drowned because it was symbolic. A lot of that shit, that's why Masons, why you think Masons fuck with the Bible? They study allegory. They'll tell you it's allegory. It's mythology in it. And mythology, our ancestors and people, they created mythology to explain the what we call right now the unseen world. So it's a lot of things you have to understand. I got one, with this Bible. Go ahead.
Since we're on this subject, I got one. The natives in America, North America, refer to the sun as this word right here. And it started with a G, and it's spelled G-E-E-Z-U-S. Jesus. Jesus. That was the name of the sun.
The Native American. Where you find that at, Judge?
I got this from one of my master teachers a couple of years back, so I don't have it, you know, privy to me, but I might be able to find it and send it to you if I can. But yeah, it's a little documentary presentation on a certain tribal group here who refer to the sun as Jesus, and it's spelled G-E-E-Z-U-S.
Yeah. Because a lot of things go back, we talked about it before, a lot of stuff we actually understand it goes back to nature. A lot of stuff goes back to nature. Like, that's why Kimmy, they talk about the cosmology. A lot of shit is Christianity. that's sun worship. I ain't talking about Jesus the sun, but I'm talking about S-U-N. Notice that picture. Even though they have a picture, but always notice that picture around that halo, as they say, around his head. That's a goddamn depiction of a sun. They tell you the thorns, the crowns of thorn, that's like the rays of the sun around his head. Like the red. It's symbolic.
Like a solar eclipse, too.
Yep. That's all. Damn, I ain't ever think about that alpha male. Sure the hell is. Gosh damn, go ahead, bro. God damn, I ain't thinking about that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I wanted to get back into what they call sacrifice, right?
Yes, sir.
It has never been a physical, like, sacrifice of a lamb or any animal for any sin. Sacrifice is something that you do to yourself.
Mm.
So, for instance, repentance is sacrifice. So when you repent and never do a thing again, it's not going to be easy.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? That's the sacrifice. It's going to always, you're always going to have to fight against that particular sin. You know, be it gluttony, be it sex or whatever it is. You know, repentance is the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, when
that makes sense, Alpha Male. And let me just say something. I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, you on the phone because
you meant to cut me off.
All right, no, I didn't. No, because if I didn't cut
you
off,
so
I might forget. That cause I'm just helping you. I want to add on to it with the just because you know, like you really moved on. All right, so to repent, I was just going to say that the word sacrifice seemed to have been reversed because you're right. Sacrifice is supposed to mean something that you withstand from or you sacrifice something in order to obtain something or to, you know, to get better or to do better. So you sacrifice maybe you know, some things you like in order to have something you're going to want to really need later on, right? So you restrain from having that. That's a sacrifice, restrain from having it. And then, you know, after you finish sacrificing, then maybe you'll have an abundance of whatever it is. So that's all I was trying to say. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fasting is a sacrifice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, when there's only one piece of chicken and you tell your child, go ahead and eat, I'm not hungry, and you know you ain't telling the truth, but you're going to make sure that child eats, that's a sacrifice.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. But now they like, he sacrificed his son. She sacrificed her mother. Kanye West sacrificed his mother, and he said he did.
Yeah, but see, when the heathens came along, then that's when sacrifice became like witchcraft, like satanic rituals and things of that nature. That's not true sacrifice. That's just what I would call, what's the word, people that just like to kill? They have a bloodlust.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of the name of it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been polluted, you know, with other, you know, hedonistic style sacrifice and all that shit. But that shit was never so. That shit came about with the so-called, I don't know what to call it. You like, you ever read about Caligula?
I've heard of him, but I never read it. I heard that name.
Yeah, it was all about blood and sex. Blood and sex.
Mm.
That's all they knew. You know, so, I don't think sex.
That's Spike Lee's movie, man.
Yeah.
No.
Because, Alpha Man, what you're saying, because there's a portion in the Bible, I can't remember where it is. It says, that the way it says that the Most High said, you know, I know one of the prophets said that he want repentance or something like that, true repentance, you know, instead of like sacrificing offers and blood bulls and all that type of stuff. And I think about something in certain African cultures like voodoo and all that, they still will sacrifice goats to these different gods and these different spirits, and they do it for the blood. Because, again, you notice the whole Jesus story about the blood. They said there's life in the blood. It's about the blood. But even it's not about that. It's about, like I said, the repentance, as we call it in Judaism, teshuvah, meaning to return. You turning away and from the things that you did. That's the true thing. That's the true repentance that the church them don't talk about. You know, is you stop doing what you were doing that's harmful. And like I said, that true devil you fighting is that devil that's in you, that adversary that's trying to get you to go against your own nature. And that's why people say sometimes, man, the biggest struggle we have is with ourselves, fighting against ourselves. And that's true. And so we, like, because even sometimes you would turn away from doing something, and they people like, you know, the church say, oh, you don't backslid. Because that thing constantly be talking. It's like your own voice. Like, and that's why they say, listen to the God in you. Because it's like, I ain't going to lie, you have something be telling you to do this. It's like on me, when my job, when I just recently got a little promotion. I know what it was. But it was like, I was, hey, man, look, go in there and talk to the man your damn self. Because I asked my supervisor, hey, man, go in there and holler at me, know, and tell him, hey, man, put his position with me. I gave it like 2 weeks. I didn't say nothing. You know, and he ain't never get back with me and say nothing. But it was all just something like, hey, man. And like, I know when my spirit get to bother me about something, I be kind of trouble, like old folks said, trouble in my spirit. Like, but it was like, it'd be like clear as day. Hey, you need to go in there and talk to that man yourself. You need to go in there and holler at him for yourself. It'd be just like, I mean, for me, I'd be hearing it like clear as like that. Go in there and talk to him yourself. So I'm like, shit. So I went in there and talked to the owner of my damn self. You know, and he's like, I'm like, hey, you know, I would like to play more of a value role in the company, so and so X, Y, Z, and so on. Like, hey, I like that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind for you to do that. He said, you know, hey, he asked me like, well, so, what do you want to do? He asked me, what do you want to do as far as being, you know, what you want to bring to the table? I'm like, X, Y, Z. First thing, I'm gonna give you some more money too. Then, I mean, hey, because it was like someone telling me. And then when I went back and told my supervisor about it, it was like, I could tell his energy changed when I told him I went in and hollered at the owner. His energy changed towards me. So, but it was telling me, go in there and ask for your goddamn self, because he ain't told him shit. He ain't said nothing. I felt it. And I heard it, to go talk to him for your goddamn self. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, bro, you have your state. That's why people like help me, say, man, listen to that inner voice in you. Some people might think that's crazy or something, but sometimes you got to watch sometime who that voice is. If they tell you to do something wrong, you better watch that shit too, because still again, you have the adversary that's feeding you shit too, right? So it sounds crazy.
Ain't doing bad, ain't you, on your shoulders.
Yeah, so it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, I'm telling by firsthand experience. Even now, I have,
hey,
like, negative influences.
Right,
I have. I ain't going to say that, Justin.
The right one.
I ain't going to say that shit, because I have some bad-ass first thoughts, too. But I have to resist
it. Your first thought been wrong?
Hell yeah. Some of them first thoughts.
That second thought, then you had to rethink that first thought and get it right. So that's all right.
No, I mean, far as sometimes influence certain things, your first thought, I'll tell you, hey, man, go in there and smack that old lady on the ass or smack that lady on the ass. Hey, bro, you know goddamn well you ain't got no business. So you double said, hey, go hit that straight shooter, man. Dog, damn, dog. We don't do no damn smoke, no crack, dog. So, hey. But see, this is what I'm saying. It's certain things, bro, you got to be careful. That's why we saying we that's why they said we wrestle. Like, I even got to quote Paul. He said we wrestle not with, I don't forget how it goes. Dave, I had to help y'all. He know that. Wrestle not with flesh and blood. Some of that
flesh.
Shit.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. You know, this shit is real, man. That shit is real, bro. That shit is flat out real. I've been knowing what I've been told. And that's what even when people talk about writing the Bible, going back to all that, when they said God, it's like, and people are like, man, but God wrote the, man, God didn't write no Bible. Man wrote it. Yeah, you're right. But it could be through certain things, visions they had, or certain things that they was sitting like back in the day. They ain't had no goddamn television. All they were doing was sitting around in cave campfires and shit. They out there with the sheep and shit. Like they said, Prophet Muhammad was in the cave. Hell, you damn right you're going to get inspiration. You ain't got nothing else going. So, yeah, you can write. Like you said, I know Alpha Male, you know, music, you know about the music. Sometimes you might just be sitting there damn, that lyric. Oh, shit. You sitting there cool, we washing dishes, and goddamn, that lyric come to you. Goddamn it. Oh, let me write that down right there.
Because I bring this up every now and then, you know. We can look outside of ourselves, but we're going to be disappointed every time. And you know kind of what brought that back up for me, son, Rick.
What was that?
The Pastor Rufus scenario.
Mm.
And I was like, well, hold up. You know? So that's just man is fallible. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
sir.
If I'm gonna mess something up, it's gonna be me. It ain't gonna be following somebody else.
Yes, sir. Yep. Like they said, man, we a three part being. Well, Psalm said three part being. You know, they said we spirit. Well, I forgot how it goes. Spirit, soul, and some other thing. Like I said, flesh. Yeah. So
body, spirit, and soul, right?
There you go. So you got all these different things wrestling with each other. Like they said, I almost got to quote Jesus, y'all. It said Jesus, Yahshua, whichever one, just as you say. Well, he said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is indeed weak. I ain't gonna lie, certain things in them gospels got some cold philosophical sayings in it. I know why I said philosophical sayings to you.
You are so right, bro. But you know, it's all plagiarized from the Ma'at days of Heru. They wrote all that stuff in stone and they took it.
But for me, it don't matter. I'm gonna tell you like this.
It don't matter to me neither.
But here's what I'm gonna say about the plagiarism. That's why I get so tired of the goddamn country community with that bullshit. They plagiarize it. Well, if they plagiarize it, if my point is it true or not? Is it something that you can utilize? That's my only problem.
Man, that was wrote about 10,000 years ago. It wasn't wrote just a few thousand years ago. Said that 10,000 years ago, huh?
So when it said, okay, just say they stole this, right? Okay, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Okay, they stole that from the Kemet. Is that not true or not?
That's right.
Could you utilize that? Is that not a true saying? I don't give a fuck who said what first. Can I utilize that to help me? Is that not a true saying? See, that's the part about, and that's why, again, we would talk about, again, hidden colors and all that, and people will utilize. Now we look at our brothers and sisters. They ain't trying to talk about getting on the knowledge to influence themselves because they too busy arguing over who had this what first, and now look at it, how everybody's fucked up. But when we had knowledge at first, man, we was taking that knowledge, bro. We was building it, man, sharing it with each other, building each other. Hey, brother, look at you, black man. You don't need to be doing like the nation did. Is he a black man? You know, everybody said, the black man is God. The black man is so-and-so, brother. You not no crackhead. You ain't quick. You ain't no hoe. Quit so-and-so doing so. Clean yourself up. Nah. What? And ain't none of that no more. Because we taking the knowledge. Go ahead, brother.
No, you asked the question earlier. With all the knowledge, I mean, what did it change? And I see people getting knowledge, and at that moment, oh, they look like, you know, they learn something. But as they walking away, they still go to the Arab store and get them some pickle in a jar.
Man. Ooh, perfect example. Good one. Good point. Polite. Sound like that mother sucker was so goddamn knowledgeable, but where his ass at now? Nature boy. Sound like he has so much fucking knowledge of where the hell he at now. Lock the fuck up. And somebody used to say that knowledge puffed up. That's it, knowledge puffed up. I mean, hey, you get knowledge to help change your lives and help change other people's lives around you. So a lot of people just walk in libraries, but they not changing. They not utilizing it for the right reason. So it ain't doing them no damn good.
So who was the worst? I mean, not worst, but like the one that I can think of, it would be Dr. York, you know, with all that puffed up knowledge. Where is he at now?
Locked up too. See what I mean?
But he ain't the worst.
No.
Well, who's the worst? And is he locked up or dead?
Shit, I don't know,
but...
probably been some worse.
I know John of God is locked up.
Mm-hmm.
John?
John of God. He was this prophet. You know, he was another fucking rapist. You know, who was Jim Jones? I think he did.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He killed himself.
Heaven.
They drunk the Kool-Aid together, remember?
We got some examples, bro. I'm telling you. I can go on and on.
Yes, sir. I'm going to play this dude here. He need to be locked up, though, but let me see. Let's see.
Yeah. You're good. Let me whisper a secret.
You're one sexy kid.
Don't tell mommy what I told you.
I don't know, y'all.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, y'all.
Sexy kid.
Oh, shit.
Let me whisper a secret.
You're one sexy kid.
Don't tell.
I don't know if y'all can hear that, but that dude, that need to be locked up. That's your president, Justice Joe Biden, whispering into the ear where he thought he was, a little child talking about you one sexy kid, don't tell your mama. And then he found out, realized the mama was recorded. He said, oh, we record? Are you going to tell her?
Yeah. No.
That pedophile, yeah.
Are you sure that was, did you watch that or you just listened to that?
I'm looking at it.
Oh, you look, and it was, you seen Joe
I'm
Biden
playing it on YouTube.
Say that
you know me. I'm going to send it to you. I'm actually, this is actually the mama fucked him up. You know, I'm recording. Oh, you recording it? Let me see. I'm going to finish playing it out there when you can hear what he said he recorded.
Yeah. You're good. Let me whisper a secret.
You're one sexy kid.
Don't tell mommy what I told you.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. I'm recording.
Oh, you're recording. I better film
me.
Yeah.
You said, you heard it. Let me tell you a secret. You're one sexy kid. Don't tell mommy what I told you. And then it is, you're like, I'm recording. Oh, you're recording? Yeah. I just sent it to you, Justin.
Well, yeah. I know where your sources of information are very questionable, so I'm going to really have to analyze that once I see it.
Ain't that a bitch. Ain't that one? This, I tell you, it don't make no. It ain't gonna make no difference when he said we don't need no more nigger mayors. That was questionable. It seemed that everything that you bring with Justice about this dude, this pedophile ass dude, is questionable.
No, I just have to analyze that really well to make sure it says that it is what it is. Because you know, people doctor up stuff.
No,
and then AI and all that.
That ain't no AI. That video, that ain't the first time I saw that. That video been around. Just so happened, I just seen it today, and I just bookmarked it again. It's plenty of things they show with him grabbing these little children's arms and rubbing all on them and shit. Come on, bro. So he might be worse than, I ain't no problem. He probably is. So you say, who worse than Dr. York? He might be on that list.
He's a whole pedophile himself, huh?
Yeah.